Blog Talk Radio.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social network. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again,
I sit alone in my four-cornered room staring at candles. Oh, that shit is on. Let me drop some shit like this here. Yeah. At night I can't sleep. I toss and turn. Candlesticks in the dark. Visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga. I'm paranoid sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing I ain't living right. But I ain't going out without a fight. See, every time my eyes close, I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. It's somebody watching the act. But I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back. I can see him when I'm deep in the cover.
Kind of like a
when
Baby Boy
awake,
show.
I see the motherfucker. He owns a black hat like I own. A black suit and a cane like my own. So
I
say take a chill, B. But fuck that shit. There's a nigga trying to kill me.
Like trying to get
I'm hopping in the clip when the wind blows. Every 20 seconds got me peeping out my window. Investigating a joint for traps.
Hey, 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 what's going on? Friday night, free fall, Cadillac round table featuring Baby Boy. Got special guests coming in tonight. Hey, we just chilling, trying to see what's going on, How was your week? Hey, just want to say, hey, glad everybody tuned in. I got a special topic tonight that I really want to talk about because it's getting a little beside itself. I think, do we have to disrespect one another to drag race one another? That's my topic tonight. Because I feel that, you know, it's a lot of disrespect and you got to say this, to say that, to get up under somebody's skin. Do you think you got to do that or you think you can do it another way? That's my thought on it tonight. I want everybody to tune in and hit the one button to see what you think about it. You know, comment on it. We need to get some insight on this here. Put some one button. Somebody come on in and holler at me. Hey, it's my co-host on Baby Boy. Where you at?
Talk about it. I know you know it now, Cadillac. You need to talk about it, you dig? I'm just sitting around just chilling and just listening to you, you know. And that's a good topic, man. All this arguing and all this disrespect in this game, man. I just don't think you can say anything to a person and the person supposed to accept it just because, you know, you know them, and it's supposed to be fine because we cool and we drag race. Certain things you're supposed to say to a man and certain things you don't supposed to say to a man for respect, and if you call yourself a man and a gentleman. I'm a man and I'm a gentleman that goes along with being a man. So by me being a man and a gentleman, I'm not going to cuss you out, bro. I got love for you. If I don't have love for you, I'm going to have respect for you as a man.
Right, right.
And, you know, we can laugh and, you know, shoot the Joneses and, you know, play the Joneses and this and that and this and that. But, you know, this is a drag racing talk show. It's not no personal talk show.
I understand, but it should never get personal. Do I need to talk about you like a dog, say, yo, call you a B and call you all the ins and all the outs for you to get next, and would you rather for me to respect you? Because see, everybody can't take the dissing and the respecting and all like that, because some people, they sensitive. Everybody ain't got tough skin. So would you rather race a person with tough skin or would you rather race a person that's neutral?
I'd rather for of me and you race, I'd rather for you to mind fuck me and race me than be on some physical gorilla mental and trying to touch on me type racing more so than you just saying, man, yeah, I want to race you. I already know I can beat you, but I'm going to race you anyway. I ain't got to call you out your name to race you, Cadillac. I ain't
got to
do that, bro.
Well, I tell you like this here. This is what we're going to do. We're going to go to the one button. Push the one button if you want to comment on this with me and baby boy talking about it, give me your thoughts. That's what we need to do. We need to engage with the other folks so they can find out. Hold on.
Yeah, come on with it.
Hello?
Come on with it.
What up, Shawty?
What's on your mind? What's on your mind, baby?
I can't call it, man. You're a nice guy. I love you, but, you know, me and you ain't finna get into it. Me and you want to race one another. We ain't finna do none of that, Alvin.
Do none of what?
No,
I just come on. Put me up to breast, baby.
What I'm saying to you is this here. Are we going to argue and fuss and fight about a drag race, or we going to drag race? Or we going to be
pissing
the whole
hey, never fight unless you put your motherfucking hands on me. We ain't never
I
don't do the fighting shit. Let me tell you what I do. Certain people, depending on who it is, I belittle people. That means if I know you like that, or you open up the door and you think you know me like that, and you say something out the ordinary, down on your ass I'm going. You see what I'm saying? Ain't no different way to say it. When you say what you say and a person don't like it, they get a chance to say what the fuck they want to say. But ain't nobody going to get too personal all up under your skirt and talking about your mama and all. No, I don't do that. I don't do that unless somebody do it to me. But don't none of the words hurt me. I'm just going to fight fire with fire. So if you say something slick to me out your mouth like, Skin, I'll beat your motherfucking ass, ooh, this and that, and you ain't talking about the physical shit, then I'm going to say what I'm going to say. Then you might call me a B or a little bitch-ass nigga and woo, 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 and I'm going to say what the fuck I want to say. You opened up the door. Now you're going to get all type of shit. I might call
now,
you any goddamn thing.
I don't mean to cut you off now, Shorty. Now, listen. Now, we had an incident where we was at the banquet, and me and you and Uncle Larry was sitting in the hallway, and Uncle Leroy was sitting in the hallway, and then you was talking about another individual, and then he came in on the ass end of some shit, and he jumped in your face.
Right.
And
listen,
then
Let me tell the correct story. Can I tell the correct story, please?
Yes, you can, sir.
Let me tell you, it's exactly how you said, except for a couple of things that you left out. I was not talking about him. Somebody asked me, I ain't got to say no name, whether it was Leroy, you, it don't matter who. Somebody said, what you going to do with Preacher Boy? And I said, Preacher Boy ain't nothing. With that old dumbass Cody got on, woo, 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 he ain't nothing, he can't whoop me. And he heard what I said, but he was over there doing an interview. So when he got through with his interview, he ran up in my face talking crazy. I didn't put my hands on him or nothing. I just went to talking crazy back to him. He said that I was slobbing on him or some shit. Well, he should have stepped his bitch ass back. Don't put your hands on no motherfucking man talking about step back like you stronger than him, can outpower him, or you something because you ain't nothing to me. Everybody's a man. You disrespect a man when you put your motherfucking hands on him. If you don't like what somebody's saying, walk away. Now, if they run up on you and still just keep running up on you, you got to take care of your business, I guess. If you got to put your hands on him, that's you and his personal problem. But normally, talk ain't never hurt nobody. But it do hurt some people because the truth hurts. And if you hurt somebody's feelings, the truth hurts. But when you open up the door for the bullshit, anything might come along with it. You see what I'm saying? You might talk about my shoes. The man said my breath stank back up. Well, it stank or not, didn't have nothing to do with it. Don't put your motherfucking hands on me, bitch ass nigga, because I know you ain't nothing. That's all I'm saying. That's when it gets personal. When you put your hands on a man, boy, because I'm not, I ain't no little boy, and I show you I ain't no little boy. That's where that shit go. I don't care how much you weigh, how big you is, you a man before you anything. And all I'm saying is when I can't beat somebody talking or racing, I'll shift to another gear. If I can't beat you racing, I'm going to try to talk you out your race. So whatever I think I need to say, that's what I'm going to say. When you go to the comedy show, when the comedian talking shit, I don't see you jumping up on the stage whooping his ass. When he's talking about your dumb ass. When he's talking about your motherfucking coat and your shoes and that big bull ass teeth in your mouth and all that old shit, whatever you want to have, that's your personal business. However you want your hair, you want finger waves in it, that's your personal business. Because people can say what they want to say about it. You see what I'm saying? They can say what they want to say. It's up to you. If you open up the door to keep talking to them or keep fucking with them or walk the fuck away.
So what you're saying is this here. If a person know that you a shit talker like you are, not just saying you a shit talker, you a drag racer. I saw you whoop the whole lot of guys.
I'm a shit talker too. Hey, I'm a shit talker too, and I'll back it up.
Now listen what I'm saying. What I'm getting to understanding is this here. Stay out of the way from a guy that talks shit and talks shit quick, because a guy that ain't thinking quick enough can't talk with you, and he don't need to be in the same conversation with you because...
No, they shouldn't. If they can't think as fast as me, get the fuck out the way. Because I ain't going to say you ain't smarter than me, but you can't think as fast as me. We might get to the same destination, but I might get there first. So don't fuck with me if you can't out-talk me. And I'm going to say something else. That's just like... Hold on, puss-ass chemo with your puss-ass, what?
Suck on this dick, you faggot.
Hey, man,
Hey, chemo, you want to be heard or something? God damn, man, we having a conversation.
Wait a minute, chemo, wait a minute. First of all, you come in, you respect the part here at the table, man. You sit down and
fuck
you just wait up
fuck.
And put your hands.
You niggas sound like y'all sound like some crackling ass hens, man.
Hey man, what you think you sound like, chemo? Chemo.
Now back to what you were saying.
Hey, now that's just like this. You see how Chemo, I feel I'm cool enough with him to call him a pussy motherfucker. It wasn't no disrespect. You know I ain't disrespecting him. Me and him ain't going to humble.
Listen, man. If you can't talk to him like that, tell him don't come drag racing. Man, fuck that shit.
That's what we're trying to straighten the shit out before it be some violence. Because I ain't looking for none, but I ain't ducking none.
And all I'm saying is this here, hey Chemo,
everybody in America, and some people don't, they don't know how dog talk. But you know better than just go fucking with him. If you go fucking with him, you ain't even got to fuck with him, he'll fuck with you. When he first met me, he didn't know me from a can of paint. He just went in. He went in on, he named Danny, Big Danny, the Ghost Billionaire. But guess what the type of shit he said to Danny? Danny, my man. I don't care who listening on the mic. The man seen Danny at the track and went to talking about, Danny, you get, man, why you got titties and all that? He really shouldn't have said no shit like that, but he said it. Danny didn't get personal with him. Danny could have flexed his ass, throwed his ass on the ground and beat the fuck out of him. But he didn't do all that.
So
he
mad knocking.
He said,
mad knocking. Who's mad knocking?
No, ain't nobody mad. I don't know who the fuck mad. No, there's some people that mad. You just don't know them, Chemo. There's some people that mad about this shit. That's why it's getting talked about.
There's some people that mad, Chemo.
Chemo, you ain't mad. I ain't never seen you mad at what nobody say, Chemo. But
no, I ain't
going to
get mad.
That's all I'm saying. They can say what they want to say. But guess what, Chemo? I'm riding with you. If you say something to a motherfucker and they want to fight you, I'm riding with you because I know... You been motherfuckers that said all types of shit to you. You ain't wanted to fight. Because you was bigger than them. You didn't want to fight. So that's all I'm saying, man. That's all the motherfuckers trying to straighten out, man. This puss-ass shit and trying to belittle somebody and talking this gangster shit. Ain't none of you punks no gangsters, man.
That's all I'm saying.
They be talking the gangbanger shit and they going to send the track up and I'ma go get some niggas and boy, have me go to gangbanger. Where all that come from? That ain't got shit to do with talking shit, Kimo.
And it came up,
you don't know what hood I'm from and all that shit. Nobody want to hear that faggot ass shit. Now you getting personal. You talking about bodily harm. Get your bitch ass down then. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm trying to express to you guys. Get your bitch ass down since y'all gangbangers.
Hey, now
you
can
do that shit, boy.
Hey, Shorty.
I
don't want to
do that shit no more. Come on,
hey, Shorty. Hey, Shorty, listen. I just want to let everybody know who's listening. I'm sorry for the shut-off last week that we had. Last week we had a good conversation last week, and I apologize for the malfunction with the show or what have you. But we talking about drag racing, so what's going on this weekend? We done with that shit. That was yesterday's shit. So we talking about what's going on this weekend. Is Mike Hill got a race this weekend, right?
Yeah.
Right. So we talking about some drag racing. Let's get on that point about drag racing and who going to engage. You going down to Mandrell race, right, Skin?
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yeah, like.
I talked to Mandrell today. He said he got a street car for you that if you come down there.
Cadillac, for yet.
All right, here this is Cadillac.
What up, Cadillac?
What up? What up, Reverend Jay? What up, Reverend?
What's happening, man? I'm just saying hi to all the fellas. Shorty Skin, Cat Dog It.
Who is that? Who is that?
Hey, that's Reverend Jay. That's Reverend Jay.
I don't know who that is.
I don't
know Reverend.
I don't know who that is. 70 on 87 in Cottage Grove when you had that cut ball and you supposed to have the baddest two barrel in the city, and I said I beg to differ.
Hey, the guy with the tow truck. I'm gonna say something personal to you. I'm gonna see if you get mad. You know you're a cop thief because you got a tow truck, right?
Hey, I'm over here crying with boogers in my nose.
Reverend Jay, did that hurt your feelings, Reverend Jay?
No, sir, because you know who I am and I know who you are.
There you go. All I'm saying is you know if you're a cop thief or not.
Yeah.
Well, God, if you stole or didn't steal, they know if you stole it. Don't get mad at me. I'm switching subjects, baby boy. Preacher boy know he got a poodle on. What the fuck is he mad at me for?
That's the truth.
The man was riding on the west side, and a motherfucking car hit a poodle. Two of them. He grabbed the goddamn poodles and cut the goddamn skin off and put it on his back. Say he wanted to be warm. That's on him, man.
Come on.
Don't get mad at me. The man got mad at me because I said he had on a poodle. He didn't want to push me and all that. Boy, I don't give a fuck how many people you got. I don't care about none of that. I'm a grown man. I ain't going to do nothing disrespectful where I think nobody going to hurt me. So if you hurt me, you just hurt me for no reason. Come on. So I'm sure
we ain't
going to
hurt your skin. So you said, if a person hurts you, they get no points off this.
Hell no. I'm going to get all the points because watch this. They don't have to hurt me every time they see me. I just want to see one motherfucker in this whole wide world that's going to hurt me and going to keep coming around talking about, hey, how you doing? Yeah, okay. So we can leave all that alone. I don't want to hurt nobody, and I don't want to get hurt.
Hey, can we all just get along?
Hey, Kimo. I've been there. I'm going to get along with everybody, baby. I want to go to breakfast with my T-shirt and my panties on, baby. You want to go now? That's all I want to do. Y'all want to go to breakfast? Hey, y'all want to go to breakfast in the morning? I'm going to buy me a T-shirt and some panties, baby.
Hey,
you call me what the fuck you want to call me. Just don't be putting your motherfucking dick beaters on me because I don't like them hands. I don't like them hands.
What's that
letter?
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, this is big.
Y'all having something in Detroit tomorrow? Y'all having a hot rod show or something? Yeah, we having an Autorama tomorrow.
What time?
I think they open the door at 8 to 9, or it might be 8 to 10.
Okay. We're trying to make it down there.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit talking going on up there, you know. I'm gonna tell you. If you can't handle the shit talking, stay on at home, because we ain't with that other one, put your hands on you and all that.
Hey, Kimo.
They ain't even got to stay at home. Hey, Kimo, they ain't even got to stay at home. Just walk away. Get away from the drag. Race talk.
Yeah.
Exactly. Go sit in the car somewhere. Go somewhere else.
Exactly.
Because you ain't got to not come to the track because you want to see what you love seeing. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But when you see a crowd talking shit, why is you got your two cents in and jumping in it if you can't take it?
Because they be They be sitting there gawking.
Yeah, they gawking for information. So don't be coming with lipstick on gawking for information because somebody going to say, what are you, a fag? So you got lipstick on. You see what I'm saying? Get the fuck out the way. You know you ain't dressed properly. You got on bags and shit and poodles and shit. Get the fuck on out the way, man. You hanging around motherfuckers with true religion on and shit and work suits and shit like you got on, Kimo. They got to get the fuck out the way.
Yeah. You know, I love my work suit.
But that's all I'm saying, though. They look nice on you, Kimo. I have no problem with that, baby.
Shorty, yes, calm down, man.
And I got to tell them the truth, man, because they don't really know the truth, man, and we ain't got another 2 hours. You know, this shit really take 2 years to tell you the truth. These guys don't know the truth. These guys don't know the motherfucking truth, man.
I think that's the whole thing, Shorty. Being liberal and being telling the truth about certain situations and this girls game. And now you've been in the girls game and you've been involved drag racing and stuff like that. You gonna have guys that talk trash and stuff like that. If you indulge in that, look for somebody to say something that's not imperative to the situation. You dig what I'm saying? Because you got guys that don't curse like Mr. Firespeed. Mr. Firespeed, he don't do all the rigmarole. He don't do all the arguing. He's trying to drag race. He's trying to beat the brains in.
And guess what? Whoever that guy he don't cuss.
Right, but that's the thing. That he not gonna get personal with you though, Kimo. So my thing is this: if I don't cuss with you and stuff like that, we not gonna do that, bro. So we can get on another level and be still respectable and still like each other and stuff like that. I just don't.
Hey, this is
baby boy.
You can curse and not disrespect.
You my man. Hey, baby boy. You my man, but I disagree. Because guess what? Cadillac Joe don't curse. But that don't mean nobody ain't going to curse at Cadillac Joe.
How the hell he don't curse? He told that man to get this. How the hell Cadillac Joe don't curse? He told the man to get his nuts out of his mouth. God damn.
That's not cursing,
yeah,
man.
I'm about to say short. He's talking about he going to put something on my lip and all kinds
of
shit.
But that's not cursing, dude.
Hey,
Cadillac Joe on the phone right now. I can do he curse. I ain't heard him cursing
alone. Hey, Kimo. First of all, brother. First of all, you on the Cadillac show, so you restrain yourself from all that nonsense here, Kimo. I do not use profanity, Kimo.
Would you tell
I don't cuss
boy,
at
you. Don't
you
use profanity. Would you tell him? You don't. I don't need you cussing.
Baby boy. Baby boy, I don't cuss. I might say put them nuts on your lip, but that's it.
Well, let me tell you something. My vocabulary ain't that strong not to cuss. I'm a cussing space.
Well, Kimo, that's the reason. Hey, Kimo, did you hear? I know you beat you, brother.
If that's the way you are, I got to accept you for who you are.
Yeah. I was just reframing to what Baby Boy said, because Baby Boy said if they don't curse at them, they shouldn't curse at them. That's not how that go to me.
No, I didn't mean it that way, Shorty. What I meant is this here. Now, you got some like Drag. Drag ain't finna get into no moral, personal shit with personal of what you doing, what you got.
Now, you
no,
right.
None of that.
He ain't gonna get it with nobody. That's right.
Right. He's just trying to drag. That's what I'm saying. He's just trying to drag race, bro. So by him trying to drag race, why we can't have drag races like that? Five chemo, you, chemo, you say you had like a,
But you don't understand it. Baby Boy, that's what makes racing fun. Everybody got different characters. You can't just take it completely out of drag racing. You see what I'm saying?
So why the hell, Shorty, listen to me, we going to bitch and hoe? I don't bitch and hoe. Me and you don't bitch and hoe.
You're not listening. You ain't comprehending to what's going on.
Well, excuse me, gentlemen.
Hold on. I got to slow down, man. Take it easy.
Gentlemen.
Wait a minute.
Yes,
this is Rob, and I've been listening to this for a while. Can I say a few things here?
Go ahead.
Yeah. All right. I'm an old drag racer. Skins know me. Skins, you know me as Pops. You know my son, Lil Rob.
That's right.
Okay, you know me. You know I'm a bracket racer. I used to race years ago, way probably when you guys were little babies or something.
Right.
Only thing I say is, a real bad motherfucker ain't got much to say. If I come up with a car that run 580s, ain't a bitch out there going to say nothing to me. I'm going to walk up in the crowd and say, I race everybody out here. And ain't a bitch going to say nothing.
Take it in.
But,
that's right.
Oh, man, you got to give me half the track. So when you got a bad car, you don't have to be a bad motherfucker.
Hey, you right.
Man.
Hold on, wait a minute.
If we're gonna be on this floor, man, everybody gotta have a chance to speak clearly and have their turn and the next person can comment. We all can't comment at the same time.
Yeah, and I just wanted to interject that. I know all the shit talk is good for drag racing too. But it's gone way too far, like the program is expressing. It's time to let the car talk. You know, fuck you, man. Let's get to the line.
That's right. But Pop, I want to say something to what you said. Hold on. I want to say something to what you said, Pop. You're 100% right, except for one thing. My car can't do the talking because I ain't fast enough to do the talking. So my mouth going to do the talking.
No, you get what you need. See, you get what you need.
I understand what you're saying, Pops. I understand you totally. I'm just telling you to reply to what you said.
Mm-hmm.
My car can't do the talking because it's not fast enough.
Oh, it's
and
fast
people
enough.
Jumping on me. No, it's fast enough.
And not only that, Rob, you used to talk stuff too. You know why I say it's fast enough? That's part of the game. As skins know,
I bracket race. My car run nine.
Right.
Man, I set one of them 12-second cars out there, and he give me hell, and more likely going with me.
Oh, no, you right
foul.
About that, but Pop,
so,
you ain't let me finish what I'm saying.
Okay.
But nobody want to give me no spot.
I have to do the talking. Yeah, because you were a motherfucker. You made a name.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Pops, I got to belittle their ass. I got to make them look like shit. I got to make them look like shit in front of their wife and their kids and shit. Then they give me that spot. Then I knock their ass out. Or they knock my ass out.
But your problem is, Skins, you done made too much of a motherfucking name. See, you're a big gunslinger. You like Al Capone talking about let's shoot it out. I'm going to use a 22. Yeah, you use a 22, but motherfucker, your name Al Capone.
Hey, that's the whole thing.
I'll say something, please.
And you know what, Skin? And you know what, Skin? If that's what it is, you need to catch up with your crowd. You need to catch up with the guys that's in your class. And not saying no disrespect.
I've been doing that. No, I've been doing that.
I'm not saying no disrespect to your record or who you are as a person or no nothing like that. What I'm saying is to you is this here. Me and you, if I got a faster car than you, you told me one time, you say, hey, baby boy, I heard you finna get a car. Don't you bring no fucking race car trying to race me because I'm not going to race you.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, you know what, Skin? I say, now listen what I'm saying now, Skin. You want everybody to listen to you. Now listen.
What are you talking about, man?
Listen.
That was not me, man. That's somebody else was talking. That wasn't me.
You said, baby boy, I ain't gonna mess with you, cause if you bring a race car trying to street race with me, I ain't gonna do that because me and you won't do that. So I say I left it alone. So my thing is this here: catch up with your crowd when you can whoop Corey, whoop Preacher Boy, whoop all them guys that you've been whooping.
Can I talk? I don't even know what the fuck you talking about, baby boy. And that's the honest to God truth. I don't even know what you talking about.
Can I say something, please?
Go ahead.
You know, Skin, Knucklehead told me to tell you, sit down, man.
I understand all that. Guess what, though? You know that whatever baby boy is talking about, you know I ain't going to tell no lie. I don't even know what the fuck he talking about.
Baby boy, you not shit to me, man. I ain't never told you you get a race. I ain't gonna be shit to you, and you ain't shit to me. Listen to what I'm saying, baby boy. You keep arguing. Baby boy, Skin, wait a minute, hold up, man.
Wait a minute, hold up. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, you can ask me a question, man.
Am I scared to run you and you got a race car? So do you believe that dumbass shit that boy saying? That's all I'm saying. He's saying stupid shit and we talking about something else. Because he's telling a goddamn lie. You know I ain't scared of a rich head devil. So you know he lying.
Wait a minute, Shorty. Hold up. I'll finish straightening out. You just calm yourself down, Shorty.
Yes, sir.
You know, when you get caught up, I know you're sure you're running a 999. You know what I'm saying?
I'm keeping it real, though, man.
I told you, my thing is, a lot of these guys getting these talk shows
and try to turn it into church, man. We in the wrong profession to do that.
Hey, man, listen here, man. You got to listen to the point I'm making at you, babe. You got to lay there and listen to the conversation before you react to the conversation.
Go ahead, man. So
what I'm saying, baby boy, listen to what he said. If he said that, whatever he said, y'all get an understanding before you get into a hollering thing. Don't holler because nobody can understand
I agree.
Only thing that I said, Cadillac, was this here.
I was just trying to
let him know what he said to me, and now I'm a lie and this and that. So I'm a lie. Hey, it's no problem.
No, it's not that you're a lie. Y'all just got a disagreement right there.
I'm just saying I don't remember none of that, and everybody know on the phone that you ain't nothing to me, not nothing personal, not that you're not a man. I said you nothing to me in the drag race world. So why would I be? You're not listening, man. You just want to reply. You don't want to let me talk.
You got to listen. Hold on.
Skin.
You ain't no
while I got you on a calm mode there,
You brought up a
point. Hey, why is he number the window
washer? He won't allow me to be calm.
No, this is Rob. Hey, Rob.
He won't allow me to be calm. He won't allow me. You said me and you talk calm. He won't allow me to be calm because he keeps interjecting.
Well, see, we have a respect for each other, too. We do have respect for each other.
But evidently, he's not understanding what's going on, or he don't have no respect, and I don't really care.
I'm just trying to tell you that I don't remember.
All I'm saying is I don't remember none of that conversation, and why would I be scared of him? He ain't never had a fucking car. So why would I say something like that to him?
Well, now you're letting him catch you take it personal. Don't take it personal, like you said.
Hey, Rob, it's never personal.
That's right. Don't even take it personal.
Listen to this. Let me tell you why it ain't personal. Look, hey, let me tell you this, Rob, because you know what? I could be lying.
Mm-hmm.
I do take it personal when a motherfucker lies to me.
Right.
You're not going to say.
You do. Certain things pull your string. I understand.
Rob, listen to this. You're not going to sit on this phone and be telling everybody I'm a child molester and that ain't what I am. I ain't going
to
let you do that to me.
You ain't got a lot of kicking.
All I'm telling you is that he acts like he's just trying to say something on the show because I don't remember that. And then he talking about keep running Corey and them like he bad and they ain't nothing.
Well, I don't agree with that. I will honestly step up to the plate for you, Ken.
Hey, baby boy. You a lying motherfucker.
Hey, you're losing again, huh?
Let's figure this out, man. Come on, man. Wait a minute.
They study out.
Oh, boy.
Hey, can I go? Is this show being recorded?
It's being recorded.
I'm asking a question. Is this show being recorded?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to bet you 500 every motherfucker on the phone that boy said, you need to stick to Race and Corey and them and all that shit.
I heard that. And to your defense.
Lying, man.
Hey, Shorty. Stan. To your defense. I heard that myself. I did hear that. And I don't believe in you should have to stick to no certain person to race. You got a 16-second car. And you're a sharp motherfucker. We all know this. You got a 16-second car. And you come to me to drag race, you know what I'm looking at? I'm looking at you.
What the?
16-second car and Skin's driving it. This motherfucker know about how much he need to whoop my ass. He ain't no dummy. So I respect you for the racer you are. And 16 seconds ain't got shit to do with it. It's what you asking me for. You say, Rob, I'll tell you what, motherfucker, with that 9-second ass Camaro. You let me bust up out of there. And my man gonna be right standing here. And when he raises his hand, I'm going by. You take off. I'm gonna tell you, fuck you. You know why? Because you done figured this race out. You a sharp character.
And that's where you have a problem.
It ain't the car you driving. It's the character you are. And you can't help that.
All I was saying, Rob, I done seen you in cars. I done seen Cadillac Joe in cars.
Yeah.
I done seen Chemo with cars.
Yeah.
I've never seen Baby Boy with a car in his life, so why the fuck would I tell him if he get a car, I don't want to race no car. He ain't never had a car in his motherfucking life. How about racing?
I bet y'all make some peace right now if you got them to be quiet. Get your ass on the camera right now in your new Mustang and step up out of the car and motherfucker. You gonna see? I'm gonna take my mask and stick my finger up in your ass, motherfucker, tonight for 500, motherfucker. Get your ass on the camera.
Is that all you got? Lock in. You got it.
I'm
Now, you hear that sound like Joe, right? You hear that sound like Joe? Hey, sound like Joe, you hear that, right?
Because I don't know what you're talking about, man.
all that old other shit you talking about. I told your fat ass what you need. Now all that other shit you talking about, shut the fuck up. You talking to a man, boy. The fuck is you talking about? I ain't going to shut shit up. Now meet me on 87 with that.
All right, Cadillac, take over. Get your
over. There you go. There you go. Now that's over with.
There you go.
Hey,
there
I want to know who want to lock the fuck in. Just blew my wheel.
Me.
I got to throw this
me.
Dick handcuff. I got a guy blowing my fucking phone up saying he can't get nobody to race no more. So who want to lock the fuck in? Tony Boss Bond said he bring the Geronimo and the little more thing he got. Who want to lock in? Let's talk about that. My show, hey, Cadillac Joe, what's up, buddy? Cadillac Joe, you there? Hello? Cadillac Joe.
Hey, Skin.
Yes, sir.
Knucklehead told me to tell you to sit down, man.
Man, tell Knucklehead go fuck yourself.
You little motherfucker.
Man.
You.
I don't think.
Tell
I don't
Knucklehead
think,
go fuck yourself.
Boom, boom, boom. Do you know you're on an Illinois show talking about locking in somebody?
Yeah, he must don't know it.
You might don't know it.
What's up, Kimo?
Hey,
what's
old time.
On?
Hey, Kimo.
Much.
What's up, Skin?
Hey, Kimo. What
they
get all quiet for, baby?
Oh, you done shut the show down. You done pulled baby boy
the
third up and
I
all
ain't
kind of
shit. He the one mad. He going into some other shit. I don't know what he talking about. Lock your ass in.
They must put a baby boy in the private room.
I would give fuck
hey.
What room they put him in. He right here funny. I don't know what he's talking about. All I said is the fuck he talking about. He ain't never tried to race me in his life because he don't got no race car to race me with. Now, if he want to race with that old weak-ass Maxima, what do he need up there? How many poles he need up there? And I'm going to slice into his ass or he going to slice in the mouth. All that other shit ain't nothing. Time I step out the car and all that is below zero. The fuck is he talking about? Motherfucking truck and shit on the sky where he talking about step out the car. So what is he saying? He ain't saying He didn't say what to step out the car and do. So we ain't going to get back in the car. When he going down the street somewhere? What are you saying, Kimo?
Skin, you just waste some good air.
You
just waste some good air.
That's all I'm saying. I told a man, lock in 10 times and tell me what you're locking in to, sir. I didn't even know what he was talking about until later on in the conversation. He's talking about step outside the car. Come on, man. What do you need in front of me? Or I'll pick a slower car and beat the fuck out you.
Man, you just waste
the slowest car I got, a weak ass Magnum. I take my mama wagon, my mama Magnum wagon, and beat his motherfucking ass, and he can get a spot still. I'm still gonna give him a spot. Now what?
Skin, you don't believe in him, do you? Huh?
Man, that man, no, he ain't nothing, man. He get mad, getting personal. He can talk, but I don't give no fuck about him, man. I'm just being real. I don't give a fuck about nobody that ain't got common sense, man. Because I ain't said nothing disrespectful to the man. The man just talking crazy. All I told the man is I don't know what he's Kimo, if I tell you right now, Kimo, you said you didn't want to race me because I might come with a race car. And you don't know what I'm talking about. You just going to say it again. I don't know what the fuck you talking about. You lying.
Triple. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The man ain't never had no car that I can run you with, Kimo. So why don't I tell that lie? The man ain't never had a race car in his motherfucking life, man. And I don't give a fuck who listening, and I don't give a fuck how mad he get, man. Make my spit red when you see me, man, because he lies.
Skin.
You're telling the guy
Skin.
Damn.
Skin.
Yes,
this Kimo.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
Man, you on Cadillac Joe show, man, and his show. You
okay,
not
guess what?
Listen, you ain't no 1-800-KEEP-IT-REAL, man.
Listen to this, Kimo. He invited me on the show. How you like that?
Did you go out
he
on
called me and asked me. He called me, and he my buddy. He asked me to be a special guest. So I'm only doing what I told him what I was going to do when I get on the show. I was going to keep it real. I didn't say this was the 1-800-KEEP-IT-REAL show.
Yeah.
I told Cadillac Joe, I'm going to keep it real. I said, Cadillac Joe, if you lying, I'm going to tell you lying. If somebody else lies, baby boy, Kimo, whoever lying on me, I'm going to tell you you's a lying motherfucker. I told him that already.
Skin, do you hear me?
Yes, sir.
You're wasting some good oxygen, man. You're wasting up good oxygen.
Man, I like wasting my oxygen, man. You know, hey, guess what? Hey, old timer, you know
what?
Baby boy ain't going to do nothing. You know he ain't gonna race nobody, but you ain't gonna comment because you old and they wanna whoop the old man. Whoop me. I'm 42. Whoop my motherfucking ass.
He
didn't
say he can't take that good air with him when he dies, so he might as well let it blow.
There you go. Man. I like that of mine. I can't take this good ass air with me, so I'm gonna blow it out on his ass. Hey, son, come here, run my Mustang, boy, I'll run your ass out of town. Get your two poles up there and flag yourself off, boy. Get you two long-ass poles. That's about 30 cars. Get your ass up there and leave whatever the fuck you feel like. I'm going to knock your ass out.
Hey,
Kimo, guess what I started to say?
What'd you say?
I started to say that it ain't worth 500, but you know what? In his case, it is. I'm blowing his ass out if he run for 100. I'm blowing his ass out.
You know you're gonna get a call from Big Drag fucking with his protege, baby.
That's not that baby boy. That's another baby boy.
That ain't that baby boy.
That
ain't that baby boy.
That ain't the baby boy that be with Drag, man. That ain't that baby boy.
We gotta keep the show going, Daddy O. We gotta keep the show going on, man. There's other people want to hear. Other than just me and you just arguing about nothing.
Oh,
so
whoa. And we just want to hear Ken. That's an imposter.
You didn't have to go
no,
there.
No, I didn't say he was an imposter. I just said that's not the baby boy that you think it is. That's a different baby boy.
Hey,
I don't know what he is.
I thought that was the famous drag baby boy.
No, that's not him. No, that's another baby.
Hey, Skins, Robin again.
You didn't have to go there,
Timo. To you.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, man, let me understand. Let me give you some old knowledge. You studies, boys, when you talk them, you should be putting your tail between your legs and running, right, man, don't fuck with me. I'm a snitchy. And then take their money. Keep going the
hey,
wrong
Charlie,
way. I'm going to blow your Charlie. Asshole out. Put the car on. Wait a minute. He might blow my asshole out.
Hey,
you gotta become humble, man.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
You know what that was? You know what that was right there?
What was
baby
that?
Boy, I love you, baby boy, but let me just say this one part, Rob.
I love you too.
That was a classic example of what I tell you I do to people.
I know.
I make them jump.
That's why I hired you to get a race with a 15, 39, and a 9. Hey, Rob.
Let me tell you where you're wrong at. It's not hard for me to get a race. Because
it ain't hard for you to get a race.
Listen, I just raced 13 times before the snow came. As soon as I bought my brand new car.
You're
going to
get plenty of races.
In 2 months, I raced it 13 times. I lost twice. I won 11. So it ain't really hard for me to get no race. It ain't really hard for me to get no action.
No, that's what I said when he said what he did about, well, that's why you should stay in your class. Ain't nobody got to stay in their class. You could be one of the best drivers in the world and drive a motherfucking old-ass Lincoln and whoop every motherfucker you race all year long.
That's what I'm trying to explain to him. I don't remember.
And ain't none of them in your class.
Simple. Hey, now guess what, Rob? If you would have said, remember you told me you didn't want to run my car because it's full chassis or something like that? I would have said, you're right, Rob. I don't want to run you.
Right.
And I don't want to run you because I like you and I respect you. It ain't that I dislike the people that I'm running. It ain't that I dislike the people that I'm running. I just have a selected few that I would run.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's damn near everybody.
You're right.
I have a selected few that I won't run.
I'm with you 100%.
Well. You see what I'm saying? But there ain't too many people on this phone that I want to run besides you, Pops. I don't want to run you.
I'm scared. Here's a motherfucker admitted. I'm scared of you.
That's a genetic.
Hey, I ain't scared of you, Skins. I'm not scared of you, though. Well, I'm not scared of you, Skins. This juicy motherfucker.
Who is it?
Yeah, this juicy. Fuck your motherfucking Mustang and fuck your motherfucking pickup truck, nigga.
Well,
I ain't scared of your punk ass.
I bet you don't want to do
hey
that.
Guys,
tonight.
Hey guys, hey guys, we gotta watch the N word, please.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We can't say that, Deuce. Come on,
hey,
listen, you can call me a bitch, though, please.
I'm not scared of you though.
understand that. I didn't say you.
I heard you got a little Mustang around here, man.
I ain't got nothing, man. That's the lady car. That's my old lady car.
Okay, well, my old lady got
a Challenger,
man. I'll try your old lady with that Challenger.
Lock your ass in, then.
Where you want me to beat, man?
87
feet. You talking about them 8 poles and all that? I take all that, man.
I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't tell you I'll give you shit.
I didn't say you told me that you was going to give me anything. I said you just told somebody on the line that you would give them 8 poles with your mom.
No, I didn't. I never told him that. I never told him. You're lying. I never said that. And this phone, this show is being recorded. I'm going to bet you $500.
He said 2 poles.
So what did you say?
2 poles. Okay. Listen, hey, you know what? A lot of you guys on this phone, I just want to say one thing. I could be wrong, and y'all could be smarter than me. I don't give a damn. But listening is a skill.
Hey, you came in on the ass end of a conversation. That's why you need your ass. Yes, sir. Listen, we gotta let everybody, you know, just stop getting so loud, man. Let everybody talk. We can hear you, bro. I'm not going there with you, but I'm just saying that you can talk, but I'm just You look aggressive, so just keep saying what you're saying. I'm going back on mute. I'm just saying to you, what's up, bro? I'm listening to you. I want to listen to you. The reason.
Oh, okay.
So go ahead, bro.
I don't want to hear skin no more tonight. You can smoke.
Hey, back to what I was saying. Baby boy, to answer what you said, you're right, but I'm an aggressive type of guy. That's what that guy is. You know, I'm just an aggressive guy. And you know what, baby boy? What y'all not really saying is Deucey got on the mic and got aggressive with me first. He jumped right on and said, I'm not scared of you neither.
What are you saying? What are you getting at, bro?
Baby boy, I ain't even talking to you, man. What the fuck is wrong with this boy? Hey, Deucey, you hear this shit, man?
Deucey, you hear this shit? Tell him what I'm talking about, man. Listen, he's talking about me, man. He want to get at me. I'm talking about you, baby boy. You must be taking your medication today. Can I talk calm? Can I talk calm? Baby, you must be taking your medication today.
He must be a little touched, man, what I said to him. So leave him alone and let him talk. I ain't never heard him talk calm. But we got some other people. Okay, let me talk calm, sir.
You never touch me. You can't touch me because you don't know how to touch me. Now, back to what I was saying. I was talking to Deucey. And Deucey is on the phone, and he heard me. I wasn't even talking about you. You the one who's getting aggressive. I think you've been touched. Somebody must have touched you, sir, because I don't want to touch you. I don't want to touch you. And I told you I love you.
I'm calm.
Okay, but you told me that somebody must have touched me. No, you did not, sir. I'm calm as calm can be.
Okay.
I'm calm as calm can be. But I'm not even talking about you. Hey, man, what kind of faggot are you doing? You motherfucker touched me jumping up? Yeah, they on some other shit, Hootie. You know, so I'm trying to abide by the rules. Hey, Hootie, I'm trying to abide by the rules, man. You know, they keep changing the rules as we go.
But it's hard to do. You can't abide by no rules, homie. It's hard to abide by rules.
You're right. But I'm just trying, though. Ain't nothing wrong with trying. Hey, gentlemen, how do you sign off?
What do you press to sign off? I'm going to leave y'all on.
Yeah.
Hey, Skinny, this Pope man shit talking 101. Now he got to go to summer school because he failed.
Yeah. Big Mark, what's up, baby?
What's up, man? How you feel, man? How's everybody tonight?
Oh, man, I'm all right, man.
Come on, Big
Mark.
Hey, what's up, buddy? This is Hootie. Hey, what's going on with Hootie, man? Sound like you got a little personal out there for a minute. It's never supposed to be personal.
Hey, what are you talking about on the show tonight, man?
What's the topic?
Hey, this all ain't no topic, man. The topic is skin down on your ass, one-on-one.
Oh, okay.
Ain't no goddamn topic.
So this right here is the shit-talking line.
No, just tonight only. Only tonight.
Yeah, tonight. Yeah, tonight, because you know why? We got shit-talking ass skin on. That's the reason it's shit-talking.
Well, guess what? I will say this, and I ain't holding nobody nuts. I ain't disrespecting nobody. I was asked to be on this show, sir, for your information. I was asked to be on here. And I signed the contract and told them I'd be on here. So all that other shit you talking about
So what if we ask you to get off?
Like we need guys like you to be on the show, Skin, because you're a fellow drag racer of mine, man.
So you something like an icon to drag racing. That's what you saying, sir?
I don't know what I am, sir. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen, whoever I'm talking to, I don't
know. He was talking to you, baby boy. He was talking to me.
This Juicy,
I know baby
ain't no motherfucking race car driver, man.
That's what I'm trying to tell baby boy. I'm trying to tell baby boy you're not even talking to him. You're talking to me. I'm just trying to correct him. If he wasn't listening. Baby boy, he wasn't talking to you, baby boy. He was talking to me. He asked me, was I some kind of icon or something? But I couldn't ask him because you went crazy on the man. He going to be real aggressive.
You ain't shit.
I probably ain't. So,
you ain't shit.
So,
cheerleader.
Let me
ask you this here, man. Why we can't use the N-word, but we can use every other word up under the sun?
Because that's not respectable to the show. You can't do that.
But when you get off the phone, you call 25 N-words and all kind of everything, though, man. So what's the difference? If you can't pull the N-word out of vocabulary, then why stunt?
Well, my thing is this here. I'm just going by protocol. I'm going by protocol, by me doing protocol. Guess what? You can't use the N-word on the show. Everybody, you ain't the only one listening to the show, do
you? You can't use it on no show. You can't use it on no show.
Hey, Deucey, could you please don't use the N-word? Call me later, and I'll tell you why you can't use it, okay?
Yeah, that's
one of the rules. You cannot use the N-word on the show.
We just got out the Black History Month, man. I understand
Did you call that man Deucey?
Deucey, not Juicy, Kimo, not Juicy, as in Juicy Fruit. He's not juicy like that. He's kind of juicy, but I ain't going to feel on him because he's kind of strong. So I ain't going
to
be feeling on him. But I didn't call him juicy. He my man, you know. I don't call him juicy. I call him, his name is Deucey. Like Deuces Wild.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now he got a Deuces Wild cock, and I'm going to knock his ass out when he put that out.
That's my man. Yeah. I want to see that dope ass, Kenny.
I'm ready, man.
I know you're ready.
I'm ready right now. I'm ready right now.
And then guess what? I'm cocked, loaded, and ready to hunt your ass down, too, boy.
Hey, well, guess what? It's the right weather for you. All you do is got to wait till it drop a little bit.
That's all, baby. The first dry day we get, soon it drop, I'm coming to see you again because I want all my dick back.
Monday
is going to be easy and dry. Let's get it on.
Hey, Skin.
I know you got that new Mustang. You got that new Mustang. Will you be going after that gray Mustang that you ran?
Hell no. I ain't doing no work to that Mustang. It's my lady car.
Okay.
That Mustang that I ran got supercharged and shit. I ain't putting none of that shit on that lady car. I ain't putting no nitrous or nothing on it, man. It's on the motor with nothing on it. No cool air, no headers, none of that.
And you've been beating up on everybody in Chicago.
These neighbors are fucking ass.
What about that new goat you got? That goat you got? What you doing with that?
Oh, don't nobody want to do nothing yet. Soon as somebody want to do something, I'm going to knock their ass out or get knocked out. That the fuck stopped too. I'm going to let them look all in the loose. Come on with it. Who is that talking about that damn goat anyway? Who is that talking about that goddamn goat?
That's Big Will, Pizza Man.
Hey, Pizza Man, yay! Yeah, Pizza Man, I ain't even had a chance to drive the motherfucker. That ain't snowing that shit.
Hey, Skin, hold on,
Mug?
Hold on.
What up,
Mug? Going down, Mug? Whoever got their phone, y'all close your mics, man. We got some background noise that everybody can
hear.
Me,
that's me. I'm going to put y'all on mute. That's me.
Yeah, put this on me.
Yeah, man, get back in your body, Shawty.
I got that smartphone, man. My phone just came back to college.
Who just said something about Shawty?
Get back
Nobody
in your body, baby.
Nothing about Shawty.
You said it here.
No, I didn't,
get
man.
Get back in your body, baby.
That wasn't me. That wasn't me, baby boy. I keep telling you.
I said, hey, Shawty. Get back in your body, baby.
There you go. I like that.
You got to listen now.
Hey, tell him smooth. Tell him he got to listen smooth. Listening is a skill.
I have a question for you, Skin.
Come on with it, sir.
My question is this, man. Now, at the Drag Racing Awards, man, why was I not handing awards out to me, man? Because, you know what I'm saying, I did most of the drag racing behind
Tell
Deuce
me who
Cody.
You are. Tell me who
this
you
Deucey,
are.
Man. This Deucey, man.
Hold on, wait. Let me finish.
Go ahead. Y'all turn around and y'all get Corey Award for best stock suspension car. I have a stock suspension car with factory Aeon, factory shock springs, and everything on it. I don't have no Southside bars or none of that on my car, man. But y'all turn around and y'all give Corey best stock suspension car, and I feel
Hey, Deucey, let me ask it, baby boy. Let me ask it, though. Hey, Deucey, are you finished, sir? Okay, now let me ask it. First of all, I had nothing to do with the awards. That's first of all.
Oh, okay.
Second of all, I was misinformed
because they told me it was you and somebody else who owned the club or stuff was doing
it. They lied. See, lying is a skill, too. Lying and listening is a skill. I didn't have anything to do with no awards. I didn't have nothing to do with no food. I have nothing to do with no charging. I had nothing to do with that. I was just,
Let me finish.
Let me just say one more thing, because if the person, wherever the person got the knowledge from, if they didn't see you do it, that don't mean that you ain't nothing. You probably did a lot of racing, but they probably didn't know you or didn't see you and didn't nobody get them no information about you, so you couldn't get an award. That don't mean you wasn't worthy of one. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
They just don't know you. They didn't hear enough about you to give you one. You see what I'm saying?
Plus, you wasn't
even at the party, so I'm glad you didn't get one. God damn it.
They wouldn't let me in, man. I had $13.
You should have called me. I would have put the other seven with you.
That's all I'm saying. Now, all that other stuff,
go ahead. And you can't be getting jealous of who got an award, too.
I'm not jealous. When you get one, we're going to say the same thing.
Because at the beginning, I'm like,
okay. No, if I get one, I'm fine.
Let it rob the bank.
Why are these people doing all the, we on a talk show and all these people talking in the background?
Okay, y'all know. Y'all know.
Yeah. They got a ball
that's
on
the ground.
Hey, man,
hey. Hey,
man. Meet your mic, man. Meet your mic. Meet your mic.
Yo. Hey, Skin.
Man, that's crazy, man. All that background.
Yeah, it's a little better. Yeah, it's a little better. All right, well, you got to catch that tomorrow. Just don't erase it when it's in.
Hey, Rob.
Say
delete. Hey, Rob.
Not delete.
Right.
Don't delete.
Hey, Rob.
This movie coming on Monday.
Hey, Rob. There you go.
What's up, kids?
There you go. Who is that?
Hey, I'm new. I'm new to this mic, man, so you'll get back on soon or later. You'll text somebody.
That's good, whoever that was. Who was that?
Said,
what's up, Skin?
Hey, Skin.
Oh, yeah. What's up?
Hey, Skin. Man,
yes,
can't
sir,
you be nice one time, man?
That motherfucking copy.
Hey, Skin.
I am nice. Man, y'all almost don't know me because I'm nice right now.
I know you is, but I'm just saying.
You want me to be a little nicer?
Yes, yeah, Skin.
Okay.
A lot
nicer. Hood on there. Hood on there.
Now, what's up,
Kevin,
Coffee?
Man. I got my t-shirt and my panties on. What up, Skins? You on here showing out? You got my turkey bacon, though. No, you on here showing out. Who's that? Is that Detroit? Come on, Detroit. What's up, Detroit?
Don't be taking
up
my show, Skin. Let them boys run the show. You don't run this show.
That's the whole thing, man. He's so dramatical. I'm not being so dramatic. I'm running the show. You know what I'm saying? That's my man.
Dramatic.
Hey, look. I'm not trying to run the show.
Did
I'm
you
trying
say dramatical?
Did
you say dramatical?
Well, hey, I'm just going to listen. I'm going to do something Skin on, too. I'm going to put my mic on mute, and I'm just going to listen. Skin and never
yeah,
do
when
that.
You listen. Because all we want you to do, guess what?
Hood TV.
Uh-huh.
A lot of shows, I don't really ask to be on shows, man, because I know they can't take what the fuck I'm saying, no way. So I ain't mad. You know what I'm talking about?
You
ain't got to
ask. You know
they're going to
call you because you're full of drama.
Okay, well, then let me do my drama then, baby.
Brian, me and
don't
all
get
these
mad at
TV
me.
Shows and...
Everybody keep hollering. Skin, I got a question. So I'm supposed to answer the goddamn question? What's the problem?
You study hollering, Skin. Can't nobody hear
you
talking.
Stop. You still lying, man. Goddamn, man. Stop that shit, man. Shit,
baby,
hell,
man.
Let me keep lying.
Hell,
let me keep lying and keep you calm.
Baby boy, but I will say this. Hey, baby boy, I will say this, and I'm not mad. I'll hang up the phone. I guarantee you, why don't you just go down the line and ask who want to hear you talk or hear me talk? And I'll shut
up.
They don't want to hear me talk. I get the fuck up off. No. Listening is a skill.
We want to hear everybody talk. We want to hear everybody input. Daddy-O, we not no big eyes, no little views on this show, no show, no blood racial shows, Daddy-O. We don't do that. I get on everybody's shows, man. I sit back and listen. Now I don't ever push the one button. Let everybody talk.
Now,
that's the only thing we say. And then you so...
Y'all see how I let them talk? Everybody keep asking me questions, sir. I just said that shit 10 times. Listening is
why you got to get so dramatical?
I can get how I want to get if they ask me a question. I can answer the question if I start singing. So damn what? They know
so
how to goddamn mute.
You got high blood pressure?
No, I think you got it.
I think you got it. I think you got high blood pressure. No, I don't put that on you.
Hey, man. I'm going to keep it real with you, homie. I think Baby Boy,
Hey, Hootie, baby boy just want to talk to me, man. That's what it is.
I know.
You miss me. You miss me, baby boy.
I come here. Chemo!
Out here stalking these motherfucking cars.
Chemo, I want to hear you talk, man. You a funny motherfucker.
Herm, Hootie, what happening?
What up, Chemo?
What's up, damn Chemo?
Now you see that shit, y'all? Ain't nobody saying shit. And this boy keeps telling me to be quiet. Ain't nobody saying a damn thing.
Everybody's trying to get comfortable because you just came in for a whole hour just smacking on baby boy because I ain't got no car. I don't care because I ain't got no car.
I'm keeping real ready.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Tell him again what radio station this is, goddamn.
This girl
1-800 keep it real.
This 1-800 keep it motherfucking real.
Keep it real, and baby boy ain't got no car. That's the real shit.
Hey, you heard what Hootie said, goddammit. Get his ass, Hootie. You heard what he gonna say it again. Hold on, say it again, Hootie.
Hey, and the realest thing is baby boy ain't got no car.
I'm already on the line, Hootie.
Don't worry about it. I handle them strugglers.
Hey, Hootie.
I handle them strugglers, man. Don't lay down, strugglers. Don't lay down.
Keep on your ass up, motherfucker. Sub sandwich.
They got Pootie and the Blowfish that came on here thinking he finna talk some shit. Don't lay down. Go lay on your stomach.
I'm already on my stomach smoking this motherfucking blood, baby.
God.
Hey, baby boy, talk, man. Go ahead and talk, baby boy.
Now, listen, Cootie, look. I was just trying to make a point to you. You don't ever have no car.
Where you at, man? Where you at, Hootie?
Listen to what I'm saying, bro. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm trying to make a valid point to you. You don't have
hey,
to
Hootie,
have no car.
Hey, Hootie, give a chance to talk.
To have no money or make money. Now, the guy from, the guy that, that has the race with Tony Bynes, them what's his name, Doug? He don't got a car. He threw an event. He was charging them people with their cars.
So what Terry, you said, you like BET?
Listen what I'm saying to you. Terry said they charged them $300 for a car test and tune. He said they had almost over.
So what, you like BET or something?
Yes, my point is this. But listen what I'm saying. The object of the game is to win. And money is king. If you got some money, guess what you can do? You can basically do what you want to do. I'm going to let you guys talk I don't get into that with you. I just want to have a show to where everybody can talk and everybody can. If you,
I ain't got no car either.
Man.
Hey, baby boy.
Man,
hey, baby boy.
I ain't got no car either. I stay on the show.
And that's the whole thing. Come on, man. Just because nobody ain't got no car, they don't make me big. You bigger than me because you got a car. I got a house that pays for. I bet you that.
Shit, they don't make me think that way.
So,
they always know I ain't got no car.
Come on, man. We talking about cars and drugs.
You can still go down on somebody's ass.
Yeah. I got a crew behind me.
We ain't getting no personal. I don't got no car. I got three car brick combined.
Hey,
three
my car on
the
car itself, do I have a car?
Hey, baby boy, quit it. Why is you, hey, baby boy, why is you exploiting yourself? Ain't nobody wasn't saying that you didn't have no car like that.
Hold on.
Can I finish, baby boy? They just cracking jokes
he
for what I'm trying to do. They got it. Hold on, baby boy. Could you hold on, man? They got that from me, but you're not listening, though. You just listen one time, man. I let you talk for 18 hours. Y'all. But all that person was doing
Bubba ain't had no understanding when he got in the ring with you, neither did the skin. This baby boy
who didn't have no understanding?
You made Buck famous, didn't you?
Yeah.
Right.
What's wrong with that?
Buck whooped that ass 3 times, didn't
he? He whooped me 5 times.
Okay, well, he was a dumbass. He didn't know nothing about drag races. And he didn't have anything. That's what I'm saying to you now.
Everybody's job is to whoop my ass. 'Cause all of a sudden, 5 years ago,
he ain't have a car. He didn't know nothing about no motherfucking drag racing. He didn't know nothing about this, and he ain't know nothing about it. He's a dumbass. You always call him a dumbass.
Hey,
kid.
Yes, sir.
Hey, this Big Bird.
What's up, Bird?
I'm going to put baby boy on your ass every time.
Man, that motherfucker ain't even making no sense. You just raised the body point right there. I don't even know what you're talking about. Because I ain't never said Pop was a dumbass, and I ain't never said Pop ain't had no cop. So if you listen to what's going on, Perk, and Perk.
Hey, Skin, that's just a good conversation, baby.
Hello.
Yo.
Baby boy.
Go ahead, DJ.
Baby, it's stunning, man.
Go ahead, Star.
What up, baby boy? What's up, Ken? What's up, everybody? How y'all doing?
What up, DJ?
Baby boy,
hey,
I'm good. I'm good. Baby boy, I'm sitting back listening. I don't want you to take it the wrong way, but I don't think Ken is coming at you like you think he's coming at you. He's not coming at you. I know how you roll. I like how you roll, but the thing is, baby boy, you just got. I don't want you to. Like I said, I'm not trying to say this or say that, but I hear the whole conversation. Ken is a racer, and Ken is just doing what Ken do as a racer, and that's just how he rolls. I don't think he's trying to discredit you as a man or anything, but I'm listening to everything that's being said. I mean, it don't need to be taken. I see it it's almost like it's shifting, kind of in the wrong direction, and it don't need to because it's all racist. It's all racist.
And that's the only thing I wanted to do, DJ. I didn't mean no harm about responding to him. Maybe I responded in the wrong way when he couldn't understand it. But I respect you as a man, as a person.
Get his ass, baby boy. Get him.
Hey, DJ, this kid called me after the show, man.
Okay.
You ain't lying.
Let them hoes
after the show,
fight.
DJ.
I really don't see nothing wrong with the conversation because it's all racist. Ain't nothing wrong with nothing,
but I'm only replying to what he's saying. He keeps saying I don't understand. I understand more than him. That's all I'm trying to explain.
Hey, Skin, tell you the truth, man. What do you motherfuckers understand, man? I think baby boy can talk to you, Skin. Man, you got to be a damn hoe, man. I don't know what the hell you on, homie. Hey, I'm gonna say this.
Why would I keep talking if I'm talking to a goddamn idiot? If you keep talking some dumb shit, I ain't gonna say nothing either. You can out-talk me too. Anybody can out-talk me that ain't making no sense.
Bingo.
Whatsoever.
Bingo.
There you go.
I'm gonna shut the fuck up.
Let it have a show. I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
That's gonna be hard to do.
Man, all the man did is just came in on the mic. Everybody was quiet. The man just tried to explain to him something. He don't even understand what the man explaining. So it's all good.
You need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking.
So you mean baby boy to shut you up? So you mean baby boy to shut you up?
Yeah, because he ain't talking about nothing. He ain't talking about nothing at all, so he can shut me up.
You don't never be talking about little kids.
I'm talking to Big Perm, man. Hey, Big Perm.
What's up, man?
If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. I can't get a dime talking to him, man. Not for it. I'm trying to talk to you, Big Perm, because I think you might race me. You see what I'm saying? He ain't talking about nothing, man. He ain't going to do nothing.
Hey, Skeeter. I'm going to put that money on your ass.
Skeeter, what time is your ass?
I think he can discombobulate you, Skeeter.
Yeah. He did all that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Is my mic open?
Yeah, your mic open. I just heard you talking.
Okay. Skeeter.
Yes,
you don't understand what the fuck you're saying. Baby don't understand what you're saying, man. So both of y'all just shut the fuck up.
Okay, who is that?
Skeeter.
Oh, what's up, Deuce? Hey, Deuce. I don't even care. Deuce, listen.
Yes, sir.
All I want is everybody else to understand.
What Baby is trying to tell y'all, man, he don't have a car. He's a true fan to drag racing, man.
Hold on, man.
It's 1-800, keep it real.
Hold on, y'all, because y'all let the man talk. The man was saying something. Some man was saying something. Oh, I guess you quit.
It's all good for the game. It's all fun because I know I can tell when it's coming from a good place. It's coming from a good place with Skin. Skin is just being Skin. Skin's keeping it racing. It's all about racing. He's saying what he's saying, but it's all about racing.
They know it's all about racing.
I still don't want to see that.
Hey, baby,
they know
boy.
All about racing with me.
Talk about it. I know you know. Who is this?
This Big Prime, baby boy. The next motherfucker, when I get ready to race Skin, I'm going to throw ass on my side.
No, leave Skin alone, coach. Me and Skin, my homie. I got love to do.
Hey, big boy, you ain't got to take up with me. Ain't nobody got on Skin ass yet. They scared to get on my ass. They scared to a motherfucker.
Hey, Skin, you out there doing it.
Hey, Big Perm, I'm going to tell you some real stuff. See, I'm not a brother. Everybody
be quiet for a minute. We got Grudge Race of the Year. He's on the show. He got something to say. Wick, your mic is open.
Skin, my good buddy, Skin. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you, motherfucker, what's going on. The worst thing in Grudge Race, a motherfucker that ain't got a car, the worst thing is it is. There's a motherfucker who got a car and ain't racing. Now, who on the fuck on this motherfucker want to race?
Hey, Wick, I like that, Wick. Now, one thing about Skin,
he's going to race. But now, if there's a motherfucker on here with a race car and don't race, that's worse than a motherfucker not even having a race car.
I agree.
I guess you clarified it. I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
Hey Wick, I want to ask you something, Wick. Hey Wick, they say this guy shut me up. He ain't even got a fucking car. How the fuck could he shut me up? How?
No, he can't shut me up.
Wick, you've been knowing me a long time, and Big Perm with his sister ass talking about he shut me up. How? Ain't he talking about nothing?
Hey, Wick,
if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense to me. To me.
Right.
See, some people do this shit for a hobby, Wick. I do this shit to knock their ass out. I'm trying to break their motherfucking ass. I'll take their whole house off.
He can put his motherfucking house up. I had a deed to that, and I had a deed to that motherfucker, Wick. Like,
and I learned
got
from you. Hey, I learned from you and Shine too. See, at first
hell
I used to do
yeah.
this shit for a hobby. At first,
right.
And I started
that's
watching
right.
y'all, and I started looking, and I started peeping game. I said, "Shit, fuck this shit. I'm gonna race off
and
the
guess what, Wick? And guess what, Wick? For all the listeners on the phone, tell them where you from. You ain't even from Chicago, and you say you watch me. But these guys talking
yeah,
this pussy ass shit. I will blow their ass out, man. They ain't nothing to me.
Yeah,
how the fuck is this shit
I'm
me
100. I watch you, Big J.
How could they? Hey, how long ago? Hey, Wick, how long ago I came all the way down to Memphis? I was coming all out of town, blowing a motherfucker ass out.
20 years ago.
And this boy talking shit and ain't never had a car in 40 years. Ain't had a race car in 40 years.
Well, the thing about that is, Ken, we still need him in the game because, see, with them the fans. So we got without the fans.
Oh, no, I need him. No. I love him. I love him dearly, but I'm just wondering what is he talking about. I love him
well,
dearly. We need him
well,
in the game, but I'm just
car.
Wondering.
He might be finna get a car.
I wish he would, man. Because guess what? Hey, Wick, and this no bullshit. I don't have no car in your category. But if he get a car like yours, I'm going to knock his ass out. I'm going to run this motherfucker. Because I know he can't drive.
Hey,
man,
hey,
I play on all type of shit.
Hey,
I play
hey,
on all type of shit, Wick.
Hey, Wick.
Yeah.
Hey, Wick,
yeah,
this
baby
boy. Now, listen. I ain't gonna, I'm going to be like you. I ain't going to get in that car. I ain't gonna mess with that car. I'm not going to get in that car, show shit, snagging gruesome grocery. But I'm gonna put somebody in it that goddamn gonna be just king on that tree.
But you can't live.
I'm trying to knock your ass out too now. I'm trying to win too
yeah.
now. I ain't gonna be the only loser around this motherfucker.
Well,
I bet you
Wick waiting on you. I bet you that.
No,
I'm waiting on you. When
you
I'm
waiting on me,
I'm to get a cop. Whenever I do decide
I'm
to
ready.
Get a cop. Whenever
if
I do,
you get one, if you get one, sure as shit stank, you gonna get your ass handed to you.
Well, baby boy, one thing about it, do what's good for you,
and
that's
the whole
do thing.
Good
to him.
Exactly.
If it
that's right.
If it ain't good for
man.
You to have no car, then keep doing what you're doing now. Cause you know,
there you go.
We appreciate
I
what
you understand.
We appreciate what Ken do. You know what I'm saying? Everybody relevant. But if you ain't got no car, you know, just you ain't got no car. I ain't got, well, to be honest with y'all now, if y'all want to get this show 100 now, y'all say it's keep it real 100 now. To be honest
right.
with y'all on the 100, I want to go as race of the year without a car. Because one none of them cars
go.
Got ran with mine.
There you go.
I
like
funded
that.
One of them. I funded one of them. It wasn't mine.
Right.
It wasn't mine. So... I mean, I want to grudge race out of you without a car. So, you know, hell, it is what it is. But now,
yes, sir.
I blow your ass off.
Hello,
see,
guys.
I got a car now, goddamn.
Hello, guys. Guys.
Yes, sir.
Hey, guys. Calm down for
yes,
one
sir.
Second, y'all.
Turn them up.
All right. Listen. Hey, can I get the floor a little bit? All right. This is Karita called last night in Big Sham's program. Now, I went to the banquet, and I met Skin and Baby Boy. I was standing right there in the lobby, and I was like, I listen to y'all program every Friday night. I actually listen to all the shows all week. I don't know if you can remember me. This is what I got to say. My car is being built as we speak. Now, Baby Boy, you ain't got no car, but... You could be behind me if you want. When I'm finished, I'm getting down. You know, actions speak. Fuck them words.
There it is, baby boy. You got a car, man. You like me.
Like you. I'm like you now, ain't a man.
Yeah, now you got to know how to get money with the car. You got to hit the man
there
with the money.
There you go.
Now
that's what I'm talking about, Wick. Hey, Wick. That's what I'm talking about. Ain't no sense in saying he got no car. He don't know how to get no money with it.
Yeah, you can have a car and just have
now,
it. You got to
come
on,
get
money
the money with
it.
Yeah, now
that
you got to learn the game.
I'm on the phone.
You just knocked the man off his square without a car. What you think these guys going to do to you when you get a car, baby boy? They gonna come at
you. What I'm gonna do is this here. D said it last night. He said it's camps. Certain people in camps do certain things. You got Tony Bass drive a car. You got Cowboy and the other boy, they booked the races for the car. One of them
Trigger Man drive too. You wrong. Trigger Man drive.
But hold on, you just got recruited, baby boy. So tell him what you want to do. If you want to book the car,
I'm gonna blow your ass out anyway, cause you ain't shit no way.
Okay, I understand that. I'm saying, so what are you gonna? Listen to what I'm saying, baby boy. What are you gonna do? The man just recruited you. What job are you gonna perform?
That's his choice. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? He could. I don't have no car at the moment.
Look,
it's being built.
I'm not mad. No, ain't nobody talking to you, baby boy. I'm talking to the man that's talking. What's wrong with you, man?
Why you're not even listening?
I'm not hollering, man. I got a clear
pass.
That man must have been drinking or something. But back to you, sir. Hold on, baby boy. God damn, I'm talking to the man, man. Sir, the one that recruited baby boy.
I know you older than me, so you ain't
got to
call me that.
Okay, well, whatever. Okay, it's just out of respect, sir, because I didn't know your name. But I heard you on the show last night. You came on the show. So, okay, cool. You finna build a car. You recruit baby boy. I was just asking baby boy what was his job. Which one is he going to do? Is he going to book the car drive? I just want to know what he's going to do so I can know how to come at it.
Right.
So I'm just asking him a question. He can't even answer the question. I told you the boy got a comprehension problem. Which one are you doing, baby boy?
You talk so much.
I'm asking you which one. What's your... I just want to know your job title.
You tell yourself, bro.
What's your job title with this group?
He never gave me no job title. No.
He let you be the judge of that. Hey, sir, would you tell him that you let him be the judge of that, whatever he wants to do?
Right, yeah. I'm just saying he could be
the judge.
He
said whatever you
want to
do. He said you can do whatever.
Listen, Skin. No hollering, no none of that, Daddy.
Man, I don't know what's wrong with this guy.
Listen what I'm saying to you, Shorty. If the man let me drive his car, I'll beat your ass.
I would drive him a damn show.
Okay, let me clarify something. Hold on, baby boy. Let me just clarify something, and you can have the show. If you drive anything, I'm beating the fuck out you, boy. Nah, that's case closed. All that other shit don't mean nothing. Listen, sir. If you want you some free money, let that sis ass boy drive, and I'm beating his ass. Whatever he get in, I don't give a fuck what kind of car he is. That motherfucker could be full of chassis. If he get his soft ass in there, I'm gonna make some doo doo out of him. That boy is sweet potato pie. I'm gonna beat the fuck out of him. You said what you have to say. Let's get up to that water box and turn him over and get to that motherfucking stage and let's see. And you ain't gotta even do that, bro.
What you gotta do that? I want you to step out that motherfucker you would goddamn it 13-0 in.
Hey man, you still hollering about something else, man. You a dumbass boy.
Hey, baby,
I just told you whatever call you get in, I'm gonna beat your ass.
Well,
they had to play the music.
Oh shit. Look like I'ma die for me. I've been grinding that side all day with me. Then they ain't going in unless I'm with my hitters. My hitters, my hitters. My hitters, my hitters. My hitters, my hitters.
Hey, baby boy.
Go ahead.
Have you ever drove a race car before?
Who, me?
Yeah, baby boy, I drove a race car before. Yes, I have.
How fast you done been, you know?
10-20.
How long has it been since you drove a race car?
few years.
You gotta leave Ken alone with that sentence there. I'm gonna save you on that one. Now,
hey, Don't tell this soft ass, I'm gonna beat all the hell in that. I got him in an interview right now, Ken. He ain't gonna give me an interview.
Hey, Whit, now you asked me, right? And I told you, I didn't like you. I put 620 in the car.
Right.
And I wasn't scared in the car.
27 West 168th Street.
Hey, baby boy in the car and scared in the car, and they both 1020 cars. My money on baby boy.
Hey, Whit. Whit, you still there?
Hey, baby boy.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Whit.
Yeah,
you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
With this kid, call me after the show, man. Call me after the show, okay? All right.
We ain't gotta be in no 10-20 car. He can get in an 8-second car. He can get in a 7-second car. I'm gonna be in a 12-second car. Get the fuck out of. Nah, how y'all like that?
That's a lie, dude. That's a lot.
Hey, hold up, baby boy. Let me. Have you been going to all the races and seeing where all the races and stuff is?
No, not really. But I've been looking over the internet and stuff like that. And you know, right.
That's what I'm saying.
We're at the round table. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Right. You ain't drove in a while. You don't go to the track a whole lot. I'm gonna tell you, baby boy. Just for right now, you just need to do the talk show.
Right.
I like what you're saying, Wick, because this boy ain't shit. You don't want to get out there in that water with them sharks.
You get out there in that water with them sharks. He's hard as up them sharks, man.
I'm gonna bite your shit out there, boy. I got so many teeth in my mouth.
Hey, you know, he's getting that water without paying his dues.
Hey, listen, Whit, listen now. What I was saying to him was this here. If I did have a race car, I wasn't going to drive it. I'm not going to drive a car. But my thing is this here.
Listen, what I'm saying is, let me drive his car, beat your ass, Ken. You ain't shit. You talking about that? That's disrespectful. You know what he's saying, Whit? He says he buy a car, he won't drive it, but if he'll drive somebody else's car. Man, I'll be on the phone. Hey, Skin, give him a minute. That dumbass boy, look, he cool with me. I don't want him to hurt himself. The man ain't going to hit the wall. Just get out the gas, son. You okay, drive, boy. Hey, Whit, you know I just like you know people in this. Hey, Whit, just like you know a lot of people. You ain't letting no motherfucker talk.
Go ahead.
Hey, Whit, you know how you know people in Memphis? See, every time I say something, you start talking, Whit. The boy dumb as a box of rocks, man.
Now listen, Skin. I don't want to talk to you, man. I don't want to talk to no homosexual, man.
Come on, I don't want to talk to you, man. I don't want to talk to no homosexual, man. I don't want to talk to no homos right now. Come on, I'm trying to talk to Whit. I'm trying to talk to Whit. You're right, man. You're right. There you go. Hey, Whit. Yeah. Hey, Whit. You know how you know those people in Memphis? You know, you go up around them or you see them things that they do. You know that they drive a car, and they ain't got no business in no car. This goddamn fool ain't never looked at a car. He's telling a goddamn lie, man. That boy can't drive. I don't even want to hurt himself. He can't drive no fucking car. Why you think, hey, Whit, you know I ain't no damn fool. You think I'm going to tell that boy to get in anything in our trial if I know I can't whoop him? He not shit, man. Not pure D shit, and everybody on the phone know he ain't shit. You don't even know him, Whit. You trying to interview the man. The man can't even pass the interview. What the fuck is wrong with this stupid-ass boy? he shut me up. He don't know shit, man. He don't know his ass from a hole in the ground. He barely know how to have a fucking talk show.
That's the main thing to get your ass knocked loose, because you say, I don't know shit. And everybody on the phone know I don't know shit. So since everybody that's on the phone know I don't know shit, guess what? If I get the same motherfucking car that you got and got the same horsepower that you got, guess what? I'm fucking around, pull your ass out. And guess what?
Let's get you. Let's get two Renaissance and get out there. Let's get two of the same car. Hey, Wick, I'm going to give you $2,000.
Yeah.
Go get two rental cars, and I'm going to beat the fuck out this boy. 10 out of 10. I'm going to race him 10 times. I'm going to beat him 10 out of 10, man. If he win one time, he automatically win all the money.
That's a bet, bro.
Because I don't got no credit cards. You know, that little boy who's talking slick, he might got one, but I ain't talking to him. I'm talking to you, Wick. I know you got a credit card and a debit card. Get two rental cars, man. I'm going to give you $2,000. Get two rental cars. I'm going to beat the fuck out the man. 10 out of 10. Hey, man.
Stop right now.
Yeah.
Baby boy, do you got transportation to get out of Chicago?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Ken, do you got transportation to get out of Chicago?
Yes, I do.
Well, I tell you what I do. March 16th, I got a race down in Holly Springs. I will put up $1,000. I have no $2,000. I will put up $1,000. I don't know. Y'all might get somebody else to put up the other $1,000.
I got 500 with.
Well, that go 1,500. I'm gonna put up 1,000. That go 1,500, Ken. And I'm gonna get two of the identical cars. I ain't gonna say that they're gonna be rental cars. They're gonna be two identical cars. I got two maximums probably I could come up with or something. And goddamn it, and Ken, you got to goddamn it beat him all of me. Baby boy, win one time, you win the money.
$1,500.
I'm going to put Skin's mic on mute, and I'm going to put Bay Boy's mic on mute so they can explain what you got to say, and then I'll open their mics back so they can talk, all right?
No, you ain't got to mute. You ain't got to do that.
One of them ain't going to show no way.
You ain't got to mute.
Well, I'm just trying to get the guys to listen and just chill out so we have a good show. That's all.
Hey, but whoever that is, I appreciate what you're saying, but Skin listening real damn good.
Skin, we know that.
That don't mean nothing to you, man.
Yeah.
That shit he saying don't mean nothing to me, man. He not going to do nothing. I will beat the fuck out of him. Beat the dog shit out of him, man. In one of these cars. That boy ain't nothing.
You said 10 times, like what?
10 times I'll beat your ass, boy. And that's equal as you can get. Two equal cars. If it was a race car, I'd really beat your ass.
Yeah, well.
You
hey,
got to win one of them races. Yes, sir.
Hey, Skin and Baby Boy. Let everybody be quiet and just listen to me. Let Wick say what we got to say.
So he explained what he got to say. And, hold on, now, if both of y'all decide to, you know, do the race, that's fine, engage and have fun. But let Wick say what he got to say, and then when Wick get done, he'll tell y'all, right, y'all go ahead and decide what y'all want to do. Go ahead, Wick, the floor is yours.
It's not going to even happen.
Give
him a chance, kid. Let him explain what he's going to say.
Can you know what I said? Put 2,000 up. He wanted somebody to put 2,000 up, or bet him 2,000. I said I would put up 1,000. Baby boy said he'll put up 500. He didn't say he was gonna put up nothing. So if baby boy want to put up the 500, that makes 1,500. So now if they want to come down here and Skin got to beat him 10 out of 10 for 1,500, then let me know. But I still want to ask them about a punk outfit if neither one of them show. I want one of the other to have to pay one of the other the money but not showing. That's still, baby boy wants to still put up the 500 and still want to come down here for the 1,500.
I want to come down there because I'm going to be at Mandrill Race on the 15th, so I just cross over and come over there. Now what?
Okay.
That ain't going to even happen. It's just a waste of time.
No, that's the old timer. That's the old timer talking. He's talking about baby boy. He said that's a waste of time because he know baby boy ain't going nowhere. See, y'all ain't listening to what's going on. No, I don't know what you're going to do. Baby boy, hold on, baby boy. I don't know what you're going to do. The man keep jumping in saying that it ain't going to happen.
I'm putting $500 on myself. I'm putting $500 on myself. You don't beat me no 10 times out of 10, bro. You're not going to beat me 10 times out of 10. I guarantee you earn that $500, so you don't. Partner.
So you gonna put 500 on yourself to make the pot 1,500, right?
Yes, sir.
And you willing to come to Holly Springs on the 16th and do this, right?
Yes, sir. Fuck Skin. I don't think he's shit no way. Fuck Skin. I'm tired of Skin talking shit because every time Skin get on the radio show or he be outside talking crazy, he just think he's somebody. I'm going to dethrone this motherfucking ass. You say you the king, right? I'm going to dethrone your motherfucking ass, King, Massa Musa.
I got to figure out two identical vehicles now. What about, I know I got two dudes identical, same with 7.3s on them. I know I got them. I got, you know, is that good enough, King, two dudes?
It don't matter. You're wasting your time.
Hey, all time. Tell him why he's wasting his time, though. You're not telling him why he's wasting his time.
Hey, Whit,
hey,
know how to read up in the line.
Hey, Whit, this is a groundbreaking show, right? This is a groundbreaking show, right? As long as I turn the motherfucking light on first, fuck Skin. I win. 10 times out of 10. He's going to waste me 10 times out of the day. After that day. And if I turn that green light on, you sucker. If I turn that wheel light on, guess what? I'm winning money.
Y'all gonna do these 10 in a row. It ain't gonna be no. Y'all gonna come right back around. I'm gonna hold the track up. It shouldn't take 15 minutes to do this. I'm gonna hold the track up, and y'all gotta come back around. Right out. 10 times. Y'all gotta do it 10 times. And if he beat you one time, Skin lose. If Skin wins 10 times, Skin wins.
That's a bad win.
Listen, hey, Wick, for the people that don't understand, if I win 10 times in a row, I get 1,500. If I lose one of them times before it gets to 10, I just lose. I don't lose a dime.
Right, you're right.
I like that. You're right. I'm talking to Wick, man. I just explained something to Wick, man. You just jumping the gun for no reason, man. Stop drinking that motherfucking Cujo or Cognac or whatever the fuck you drinking, man, because I ain't even talking to you, sir. That's all I'm trying to explain to you. I just talking to weak. I really meant that for the street. But since he put some pressure on me and going to make me try to whoop you 10 times, because I don't got to whoop you 10 times, I'll race you one time for $2,000, put up my own money. But since he wants
to
let me finish, man, because I'm finished, sir. Wick just said something else, and so I'll do it. For him, I'll do it. All that other shit you're talking about, boy, you must be drinking or something. That's all I'm saying. All that other shit ain't nothing, man. Let's get out. Lock your ass in, man. That's what
the
talking about.
Only thing that I understood was, we said he having a race down in Holly Springs somewhere. And he said, you said that you were going to beat me 10 times in a car that's matched up the same way. If I beat you one time, brother,
I just said you're right, but you're wrong with what you're saying. You right, but you wrong with what you're saying, because before Wick said he had a race in Holland Springs, I said I'll beat you 10 times. I was talking about in Chicago, motherfucker, with your no comprehension having ass. I said that shit. I was talking about in Chicago, but Wick never had to come to Holland Springs. I said I would do it. That's all.
This man talking shit. He wants something dead like he always
does. Hey, how the fuck is that dead, Wick? Hey, Wick, how is that dead, Wick?
I bet you won't get your ass up in the Skyway tonight.
Hey,
Wick.
Hey, Wick.
Baby boy.
Hey, Wick, he said I want something dead.
There's some hell of a odds. Now, there's some hell of a odds, goddammit. I mean, if I was you, I mean, you ain't got nothing to lose.
I know I don't
want that. But he just said,
for this race to happen, y'all got to send me y'all lockup money. I don't want, it's going to be $500.
And I want to lock it in, baby. If I don't show up, just keep it. Keep it and give it to whoever the fuck you want to give it to. You see what I'm saying? But if I show up, when I show up, Wick, just hand me my $500 back, and we're going to do what we said we're going to do.
Now, if neither one of y'all don't show up, I'm going to keep it.
And guess what? You entitled to that. You can keep it, man. You can keep my ass for sure. But guess what? Hey, Wick, I'm going to bet you $50 that boy don't send you $500. That motherfucker, baby boy. I bet he don't send you $500.
I send it to him tomorrow and show shit stacking at Grisman Grocery. I show shit
stacking
at Grisman Grocery. Stop talking shit like you the only motherfucker in the world got some money, bro. You ain't the only person
got no money.
You got a comprehension problem, boy.
That boy got a comprehension problem, because I ain't talking about his financial situation.
What's the problem, Oskin?
Man, no idea, man. Hey, Wick, don't you explain something to this little goof-ass boy.
Baby boy, he said you're scared. He said you're scared. He don't think you're going to do it.
I know you're scared, boy. And you ain't going down the highest street.
Hey, DJ, fuck Skin. Hold on.
I'm gonna keep it real. Now, I ain't gonna lie to you, Skin. I like them. I'm gonna play the odds. Now, I'll bet with Baby Boy if the odds feel the same. Now,
the odds feel the same, but we not betting nothing. If we going to Holly Springs, we not betting nothing. If I beat him 10 times in a row, he's going to put up a G, and Baby Boy said he's going to put up 900.
You said you won't beat me 10 times in a row. When I said no.
Yes, I did, sir. What the fuck is wrong with this boy? You see what I'm talking about? All you guys that's listening, you see what I'm talking about? That's the perfect example of a dummy. He didn't listen to what's going on. I did say I'm going to beat you 10 times in a row. But somebody was trying to bet with you, Baby Boy. I'm telling them it is not a bet. We not bet nothing. Wick said he gonna put up a G, and you said you gonna put up 500 that I ain't gonna beat you 10 times in a row with two equal cars. And I said I like that.
You know why?
Hold on, baby boy. Ain't nobody talking to you. Some some gentleman jumped on the phone and said he wanted to bet with you.
You got ripples.
Damn, man, you're not listening, man.
I swear to God, I said, I want the $2,000. You ain't gonna win
no more, man.
Yeah.
That's the reason I said yeah. You be winning $1,000, baby boy.
You gonna get $1,000, baby boy. Because we're putting up $1,000. We're putting up $1,000 and you putting up $500. So you'll win $1,000 if you whoop me one time, sir.
What part of this?
Hold on, what you got to understand, baby boy, we're just putting this up to go ahead and try to settle this thing, to try to help y'all settle this thing.
He's putting up
money for y'all to come and settle this thing. That's what we're going.
And plus, I'm hoping about 100 people from Chicago come watch, and they'll really be playing for their 1,000. About 100 of them come up there and watch.
There you go, and I like that. I'm gonna put some of them in the car with me. Come on. Yeah, I'm going to put about 5 of them in the car with me. Now, I don't know where the other 95 coming from with, but I'm going to put 5 of them in the car with me. That's all I'm saying. All that old lady shit he's talking about, the old timer keep telling you.
Come pick me up on the east side.
Okay. Hey. You be hanging with Big Perm, though. I'm going to have to let you trail behind me, man. That's all I'm saying. We gonna get it in, baby. If you wanna get it in, I'm tired of you.
You
keep
you
saying you tired of me, man. Whoop my ass, man.
Listen, skin. I'm tired of
man,
you.
Man, study telling me to listen. And I already got the bed I want. Okay, you a grown man. Don't nobody care. You an old man. Don't nobody care, man.
Because you're going on me, and I'm tired of you going on me, and you ain't going to beat me no goddamn old 10 times. You're not going to beat me no 10 times.
I probably won't, but I bet I'll beat your ass one time for my money.
Hey, I can beat you one time too, father.
Okay, well, let's do it then.
Baby boy, Skins beat you 10 times. You need to stop drag racing.
No, he ain't never been drag racing, damn fool. He ain't never raced nobody. He ain't never... Hey, look, he just lied to Wick and told him he drove a car and went 1020. The man's telling a goddamn lie. He ain't never drove a car in his life.
Bet you a lie.
Okay, name somebody car that you drove that went 1020.
I ain't gonna do that.
You telling a lie.
Hey, baby boy. And Skin. I got a question for y'all. Y'all know we got a new track up here in Michigan, in Jackson, called Onondaga. What you guys think about that track? It's supposed to be 8 miles to Mint. Can we get some enlightenment on that? What y'all think about running that track?
I ain't never seen that track. I never been to it. Baby boy definitely ain't never been to it. We don't even know what a track. He barely know what a track look like.
And that's the whole thing. That's the whole thing about it.
Hey, Skin, baby boy.
Let's leave that alone, man.
Let's move to something else. I just said, what you guys think about, you know, this track? I heard it's 1/8 mile and soft cement. I mean, would you think you guys like to go up there?
I would.
I don't know nothing about it, but I would like to go.
I'm going to take Skin
with it. All that concrete up there. I think it should be a lot of horsepower laid down. I think it's a whole lot of horsepower should be laid down. I guess more so than
every track got concrete. So that means he been there because it got concrete. Golly.
What I'm saying, hey guys, this track. This track here, hey guys, this track here is supposed to be all 1/8 mile cement.
I know Biz booked a race there. I do believe it's July, the week before the 26th. I don't know what the date is.
26th or 19th. You're right. He told me about that.
Right.
Yeah.
He's
in that track instead of going to 41. He's going to that track. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. I don't blame him at all.
He did. No,
Not Skin.
Take care.
I
don't take your skin with me.
But I didn't mean. Go ahead.
How do you feel about 41? I mean, would you take your nice vehicle? What I'm saying, I did not pull you out your car and say horse partner, but would you take your good vehicle there and run it at 41, or would you rather go somewhere else?
I love it. See, I don't care about the personnel or none of that shit. All I care about is beating somebody's ass. That's all I care about. All I care about is getting in the gate and fucking somebody up. I don't care nothing about who this and who that because they didn't do nothing to me personally.
You be sneaking in. You don't pay, you sneak in.
It don't matter. However I get in there, my car not fast enough where my car be fucking up or wiggling or hitting the wall and all that shit. So I'll see you pretty soon. I like 41. Yes, sir.
Hey, Skin and Baby Boy, we got another caller. Let's see if they got a question for us. 313-3970-73. Your mic is open. You got Skin and Baby Boy. 313-3970-73. Your mic is open.
I'm telling Nuck on you when they called me back anyway.
Hey, Skin and Baby Boy. We got 773-3490. I think that's Mr. B. Let's see if Mr. B. Mr. B? Is this Mr. B?
Yeah, I'm on, but I got to film me for a minute.
Okay, but you got a little background, but go ahead. You got Baby Boy and Skin running the show tonight.
What's happening, B?
He said he had to go on mute for a minute, Chuck.
Okay. All right, guys. We got a 808-8945. The mic is open. 803-8945.
Does that
have
nothing
to say?
AK.
All right. Yes, sir.
AK.
Hey, Rick,
I'll be
at your table. All right, guys, hold on. Uncle Larry. Uncle Larry, your mic is open. Baby Boy looking for you.
What's up, this is Uncle Larry.
What's up, baby boy? You know what? Guys, y'all just fell for that one, and I ain't going to say nothing. So, Uncle Larry, go ahead.
Baby Boy, what's happening, Baby Boy?
I'm all right, you, man. How you doing, Larry? You hanging on with two hands?
You know what? I ain't got no choice. I got to do that all the time, man.
I heard that.
I want to say hello to everybody on the show.
What's up, Larry?
Hey, dog.
What's up, Larry?
What's up, kid?
What happened, Sweet Willie?
What's up, Willie?
Tell that goddamn big boy leave me alone. You know he ain't got no business talking with me. I put my finger in his ass. That little boy said,
shit, you put your finger in my ass.
Hey, guys, we're not finna go back to that. Skin.
Hey, no fingers in the ass, guys. No fingers in the ass.
Hey,
we need to get that teacher for a dog and BET show.
Hey, guys.
Tell BET, this a national month. This a national anthem. BET, share with
his
man,
audience. My mic open that money.
Yeah, you
yeah,
open.
So,
hold on.
Yeah.
Let a big boy switch your say. Go ahead.
If BET show up with any type of car he drives to the track, I'm going to beat his ass. That little Honda, I'm going to beat his ass, man. I'm going to take my mask, I'm going to stick my finger, clean up his you-know-what.
Hey, Skin. You still there?
Yeah, Skin, I leave your
favorite boy alone,
man.
Hey, Skin. Go beat on somebody else,
man.
Hey, Skin.
What's happening?
Where's Skin
happening,
at?
D?
Hey, B.
Hey, what's happening,
man? Can I play something for y'all? I got BT and Pro Stock Joe. Y'all want to hear this one?
Why not?
Y'all want to hear? All right.
Why not?
All right, guys. Listen to this, and you're going to figure out who BT is, and you're going to figure out who is Pro Stock Joe.
$250. How many rims do I get with that?
About five.
So I guess that's about 50 cents a rim, huh?
Yeah, about.
Let me get one.
Right on. One order.
One order ribs.
No. One rib.
One rib.
I sure am hungry.
Make that one rib to go.
One rib?
One rib. What else?
You got any soda?
$1.
Oh, come on now. Look out for a brother, man. Come on. Hey, take this. Why don't you let me get a sip for 15 cents?
My cups cost more than 15 cents.
All right, fuck the cups. Pour it in my hand for a dime.
Look, you greasy-headed Jerry Curl wearing. Pay me and get the hell out of my store.
Hey, you're up to Roosevelt Road, where you always save more money.
Hey, I have to put some humor in tonight, guys, because y'all guys are getting a little wild tonight. But Skin, I'm gonna tell you something. Skin. Now you need to leave Bay Boy alone. Now you know for years people, you a bad man. Skin, oh not Skin and disappear.
I respect the man as a drag racer. You see what I'm saying? But he always coming on like he's some man. Fuck Skin, I stick my finger in his eye. I'm sticking my finger in his eye. Look, my finger sticking in his eye. Because he ain't nothing. I don't think
well,
he's
you,
nothing. He's going to beat me 10 times in a row. No, he's not going to beat me no 10 times in a row. He talking to me like I ain't nothing, man. No, you're not going to talk to me like that, bro.
Well, BT, I mean, not BT. Baby boy, you got to look at this way. The least can.
Oh, shit.
Hey, guys. I apologize, man, but I just want to say this. Skin been racing for years. If y'all don't, you know what? Let me say this, everybody. If y'all ain't figured out Skin yet and leave him alone, Skin, the first time I even met Skin, knew Skin when he came to race Doc James when he had the Eldorado. I said, damn, I ain't never seen a motherfucker talk so much shit in my life. But he can back it up. All I'm saying is that y'all know how Skin is. Stay out of his lane, he'll stay out your lane. That's all the man's ever said. Am I right, Skin?
I love you guys. Charlie went on recess. He went to recess.
Oh, Skin went to recess?
Yeah. I love everybody.
What recess? This class for the day is over. Trash talking 101, baby boy. You got F today. You got right up under your skin and blowed your back.
Hey, I think the world is a beautiful place to live.
Sweet Willie, you ain't shit.
He did. He got me a good fat elf. He got me a good fat elf, man. I'm gonna take it. I promise I'm gonna take it. So it was a fun show. Like I say, it was a nice show. And, you know, like I say, man, you know, that's what it's all about, man, you know, about having fun, talking a little mess here and there. But I promise you, that man ain't going to beat me no 10 times, no run, no car, man. He's not going to do that.
Well, baby boy, that's between you and Skin. And let you and Skin iron that one out, you know.
Hey, Kevin.
Yes, sir.
Kevin. Would you tell everybody you love them, man? Everybody needs to hear you tell them they love you. You love them.
I love everybody on the phone. We're having a good time.
Especially,
let's keep it going.
You smart. And Kevin.
Especially Sweet Willie, because I'm going to stick my finger in his ass.
Oh, man.
Hey, Kevin.
Yes, sir.
Kevin, you remember when you told DJ you love him?
You ain't right, because I never said that.
Yes, you did. You said, DJ, the way you be driving that car, it be going all out of control, and you still be going down the track. I love you for that.
Hey, man, who was that just said they're going to stick their finger in somebody's ass?
Yeah. It's me, Skin. I'm talking to Sweet Willie. Anybody fucking
you just told you just told us, goddamn it, me and Baby Boy don't be getting on that. Now you going to stick your fingers in somebody's ass.
Skin, you right. You correct me.
Hey, Shorty. Homie just popped one of them ecstasy pills.
Hey, Shorty, you done come back from recess?
Man, freaky right now.
Shorty, you done come back from recess? Hey, Shorty, you done come back from recess?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was on another line.
Okay.
Yeah, I came back. I'm back now.
Hey, Shorty.
Yes, sir.
First time I met you, man, and I just got you, and I kind of tell people here, they can't out-talk you. They can't outsmart you. I remember you raised Doc James that time. You know, and y'all became to be good friends, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
The thing I'm saying is that I don't fuck with Skin, because Skin talks a lot of shit, and if you can't handle it, leave Skin alone.
There you go.
Listen, Shorty.
Ass whooping make good friends.
He doing his job, man, and he's doing it very well. That's him. That's his job. He's doing what he do.
Hey DJ, I bet you ain't gonna beat me no motherfucking 10 times. I'm gonna hit my own.
I don't think he will either. I mean, I'll bet against that. I'll say this too. I think he'll probably beat you probably the majority of the time unless you get some practice in. The man been doing this a long time. You can never beat experience.
Fuck his experience. I'm gonna try him anyway. Fuck his
experience. Hold on, whoever's on the bet with you with that, put all y'all money in the bag and bet. I'm going to bet his ass on 130. I beat him 10 times in a row. I'm going to beat the fuck out that boy. I ain't never claimed to be no track person. I never claimed to be a track person. I'm a grudge racer, a street racer. I'm not a track person. So I might not beat him 10 times in a row. But I'm going to try. Would y'all let me say what the fuck I want to say, man? I ain't never said I'm going to bet him at no track that I'm going to beat him 10 times in a row.
I know that. Yeah,
I ain't never said that.
So why don't y'all leave us alone? I'm not gonna bet shit.
I wasn't saying that to you, Skin. I'm just saying I'm saying somebody else may want to. I wasn't putting that to you.
Right, but ain't nobody. You know what? I ain't gonna say won't nobody bet that because I know a whole bunch of damn fools will bet that because they know Baby Boy ain't shit. They know he ain't shit. It's my job to inform them that I'm not betting. I'm just going to get paid if I do it.
Exactly.
If I do it, I'm
going to
get paid.
Exactly. Hey, Skin.
Yes, sir.
You're a good guy. You're a good stand-up guy, and you will travel. I'm standing by.
Yes, I will. And guess what? All I was saying was that it was just my opinion. Baby Boy ain't going to travel nowhere and fucking with me. Because when he's fucking with me, he's fucking with him.
I bet you won't go down a rib race. I bet you won't knock in a rib race with that shit, with that $1,000. I'm going to have five. The reason I said the $500 to see if you going to bet the $2,000 to make it worth our while, bro.
Whoever on this phone, if this boy got a comprehension problem, because we just solidified it. We just solidified it. But you wasting your time, man. Because I ain't never said I was betting at no wick race that I'm going to beat you 10 times. I said I will get 2 rental cars and beat your ass 10 times in a row. I was talking about in Chicago. I will beat your
man
ass
boy.
Right on 130th, boy.
Go ahead, Ken.
10 times
man
in
boy.
A row.
Go ahead,
man.
Go ahead, K.
Hey, this is deep, man. Why you study paper? Why you keep hopping on Skin betting $10,000 when we're trying to give you a $3,000?
No,
hey, Mr. B.
But
go ahead, finish what you're saying. No, Baby Boy, they there. I tried to get him and Skin to just chill out and listen to somebody. They might back up.
Yeah,
over.
Man.
No, you are picking on me for the last two weeks. I'm trying to explain something to D, man.
And you killed his platform to pick on you.
Hey, but D.
Guys, listen to this. Mr. B got the floor. Let Mr. B talk, and then y'all take it from there.
That's D. He asked me a question. I'm trying to explain something to him, sir. I just want to explain
go
that.
Ahead,
hey, D. I'm not,
go
D
ahead.
Asked me, was I picking on him? Hey, D. You right.
Yes, sir.
But I wasn't picking on him. The boy said, he'll whoop my ass with his Maxima. He'll get on the Skyway. He didn't like something I said, and he went to explain something else. This is what he said, D. The man said
that
a long time ago, he said he's going to get a race car, and I told him, I don't want to race you if you get no race car. You know better than that, D. Why don't you keep it real, man? You know that man ain't going to get no shit like
that.
Let me finish. Let D comment. What you're missing, man, is it's called keywords and certain citizens keywords in them. You not actually hearing what Skin is saying. Like he just said 1,000 times. He never once told you he was going to beat you 10 times at a track. Rick turned around, because Rick is grudge race of the year now, so he got to do certain things. Rick turned around and said, I put up a G, and I'm going to get 2 vehicles. Maybe not 2 identical runner cars, but they will be 2 identical vehicles. And I just don't believe that you're going to beat him 10 times in a row. Then you jump in and overload your ass by saying you will put up 500. You ain't got to put up a dime. We're going to get you a G just to show the fuck up. All you got to do is show up.
I don't think he'll
you
beat him you got to do. 10 times. He
but
can't beat him.
All right.
Hey, D, this man's still on the stand.
What you missing?
The point you're missing is that it's not whether he's going to beat you 10 times or not. Wick and DJ Grant both said they're going to play the odds. And hell, Skin, my man, I'll play a damn odds on that. The man got to beat you 10 straight times, and then he got to beat you back to back to back. There's no break in between this. That is virtually impossible to do. Now, you turn around and say, I'm going to put up 500.
Hey, guys, let B finish. Please let B finish.
D, you're wasting your time. Find something else to talk about.
Man, let the man finish.
Prince of the Year, man, is giving you a G-ball just to show
up.
Kid,
let B finish, man, and you jump in. You jump in, kid.
What up, Wick? Grant, hey, I ain't gonna holler at nobody. What's
hey,
up, man?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, man, I thought I heard luck on that. But I'm just trying to explain to baby boy, we're going to give you a G, man, just to show up and take a chance on winning one race. You can't beat them odds at the damn boat. The lottery don't give them kind of odds, man.
Exactly.
And DJ Grant's trying to explain to you, hell, I'm going to take a chance with you. I got it, man. He's going to take a chance with you. So,
I was just trying to put a little pressure on the back.
It's nothing for you to say. It's number one for you to prove, man.
I was just trying to put a little
pressure on the back. It's number one for you to prove, man.
Hey, D, would you tell him you can't put no pressure on me, D? You've been watching me a long time.
How you going to put pressure on a motherfucking pressure cooker?
Hold on.
You can't put
no pressure on no
cooker. You can't do that, man.
Skin ain't shit. He keep on.
Listen to me real quick. If a man had told you he's going to beat you 10 straight times for 20,000 and you put up 1,000, this is a hell of a good odds. He's still not going to crumble under pressure. He's not going to fucking crumble. So why not take a chance on getting the G-ball that we're giving you just to show up? All it's going to cost you is what? You got to sit in with 500. And all that 500 is doing is saying, you're going to fucking show up.
Hey, Skin, would you do that, Skin?
Already agreed to it, boy. I don't know what's wrong with you.
I'm going to get you a new phone. Like that phone, man.
All you do is got to send with 500, boy, and I'm going to show you what the fuck I agree to.
That's all you got to do. All
right. Hey, guys, okay. Where's Wick? Hey, Wick, you still in line?
It's not Wick. It's Grudge Racer of the Year.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's
Grudge Racer of the Year. Are you still in line?
Grudge Racer of the Year.
Grudge Racer of the Year. Grudge Racer of the Year. Are you still in line?
Grudge Racer of the Year. Yeah, I hit it.
Hey, D.
Yeah, what's up,
man? You still on?
Yeah, I'm here.
You still on? You could have made another pickup. You wasting time. You could have made another pickup and come in your truck today.
They're going to make my load late, man. I'm coming out of Michigan about 200 miles an hour trying to get to a stop. Jesus, motherfucker.
Hey, kid. Hey, kid.
Yeah.
Hey, kid, I want you to tell Latano why everybody wasting their time.
Hey, man.
We need to know this shit, man. Knucklehead told me to ask you why the fuck you keep saying they wasting their time.
Because I know you're going to do what you're supposed to do.
But my thing is,
there you go.
Me though. We're going to draw you to the track. He giving you a better chance than you would have on the street. Skin going to act the fool anywhere. It ain't going to matter with him. You got
now,
better odds at the track than you do on the street. And
that's
trying to win one. And then,
on the street, I know he ain't going to win one.
He gonna let your ass on the street, man, seriously. I'm just telling you like it is. He going to let you on the street. The garage race is giving you a better opportunity to steal. You wouldn't win. He's doing two things for you. He's putting you in an environment away from niggas. I'm sorry about that. I mean it. He's putting you in an environment away from them. And then he turn around and make his skin run around Robin, back to back to back. That's a better chance for you. You might accidentally stumble with him at one time. Skin my red light. He's a street racer. He's not a track racer. He's a street racer.
Hey, K.
You got better odds.
Yeah, go ahead.
Give me what number. I'm gonna get in this motherfucking patties, man. I'm gonna try many motherfucking way. I don't think you shit no motherfucking way.
Okay, well, Wick's online. Ask Wick. Call him out. Wick is there.
Wick. I'm gonna fax K some money. I'm gonna fax K $250. And once I get to the track, I'm gonna get K or whoever holding the money, or you get the extra $250 when I get there. Fuck school. Ken ain't shit. I don't think he's shit.
You ain't get to gonna take good direction, man. I still spend $500.
I like that, Wick.
You get his $500 plus yours back. If Skin show and you don't show, you get Skin's $500 plus yours back. If neither one of y'all show, I'm going to keep the $1,000.
Yeah, keep the money.
No, you ain't, Wick.
Cause I'm one of the Skin's money.
Let me explain to you good. Now, if Skin sent $500 and you don't, I'm gonna send Skin his $500 back. If you send $500 and Skin don't, I'm gonna send you your $500 back.
It's a bet, man.
Explain to them when this money gotta be in. I know you're not gonna wait till the day of the race.
Wednesday.
That's this coming Wednesday.
Hey, Grudge Racer of the Year. Hey, Grudge Racer of the Year. Wick.
Okay. Yeah, uh-huh.
Got a question for you. Now, you said you would rent. Well, I'm just giving a scenario. That you would rent two cars for them to race.
No, I didn't say that.
I would find two cars.
Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna rent no car. I'm gonna find two cars.
In fact, he said, if I'm not mistaken, we could have got two duelists. He has Ken with duelists too. Neither one of them said they would not race in duelists. So evidently they're racing the duelists. And that should be on the other side.
I got two vans.
I think I got two venture vans I can do it with. And whatever I got, it's gonna be.
Can I ask you a question, Wick?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
He got action.
I like that. Two venture vans. I like that.
He says, telling you that whatever you are racing, they're going to be identical.
Yeah.
I like that.
All you all got to do is get that money out your jeans, head to Western Union tomorrow, if not tonight, and get it on the way.
You don't need one.
Hey, listen to me, D. I'm a gangster, man. If he send his money, I'm sending mine. I don't believe he's going to send shit.
I ain't going to lie to you
and tell you I'm going to send mine first, because I know he ain't shit, and I know he ain't going to do shit.
Skin is a known racer. He known for showing up. So, baby boy, you got to send yours first.
And the reason
okay,
is, baby boy, we'll do, man. The reason for that is because, what you say, you're not known for racing.
One person at a time. He won't even let nobody talk.
No, because I didn't say anything.
Baby boy,
I didn't say anything.
Baby boy,
I didn't, man.
Baby boy,
I didn't say
baby boy, let's,
Let's just do this. Let's do this. One person talk at a time. Wick can set up the race. Let Wick talk about what the stiff's going to be, and y'all both decide what y'all going to do. That's just simple. You know, Wick said he'll have, you know, two vans. If y'all going to race, if it's going to be the best 10 out of whatever, you know, that's up to y'all.
Hey,
and
Wick,
y'all can decide to say, I'm going to do
another
one.
Grudge race of the year. You know what I wish you would do? I wish you wouldn't even tell them what the automobile's going to be. I don't know yet. Because if they think he was on the ass tonight, it's going to be 10 times worse.
Hey, guys.
Man,
hey, guys.
You know,
hey, guys. You be honest with them. They really can go do it now. Hey, Wicked.
Hey, y'all got to do a coin flip in the vehicle?
Hey, listen, man, what I told that man. Okay, hold on. Listen to me. Hey, guys. Hey. You got three more callers, and I'm gonna get them in, you know, for y'all real quick because the show is about to end in about 20 minutes. So 773-9184, we open up your mic. If you got something to say, please be respectful and listen to what everybody got to say. All right. 773-9184, your mic is open.
Yo. Hey, they don't have to wait to go down there, man. They can do that here, man.
Okay. Joe, well, Wick had put something up for them. 313-9973. Your mic is open too now. 313-3973. Your mic is open. All right. They have nothing to say. For the next person, 414-6614. We'll open that mic up.
What's happening?
Oh, who is this?
It's Chunk.
Okay, well, okay. We try to get everybody in for the show end. So, Wick and Beat is trying to work this one out.
He said, what's happening?
Yeah, it was tight.
What up?
Yeah, they all right there.
What up?
Ain't no air in it.
What up?
It's hitting when I... It's hitting when it's up, and I let it all down. It's still hitting, sir.
Cadillac Joe, that baby boy hanging out for the night.
Yeah, Cadillac Joe, man. Before we go, man, Cadillac Joe in the hospital. So let's everybody say a prayer for him.
Well,
Cadillac Joe in the hospital.
Oh, okay. Well, my bad then, man.
He tried to get on the show, dude, but he can't talk in the hospital. You know, so everybody say a prayer for him. Hope he get better.
Who in the hospital, man?
Robert Cadillac Joe, man.
Cadillac Joe.
He lay on his stomach too much.
Oh, okay,
nah,
okay,
dude, seriously, all bullshit aside, he's sick, man. He really sick.
Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah, you know, he tried to be on the show, but he said he couldn't talk because, you know, he got people next to him, so he really couldn't talk. So everybody say a prayer. Shout out to him. Cadillac did try to be on the show tonight.
Man. You will, Cadillac. You East Side Frank was talking, man. You will, Cadillac.
Pray for eyes, man.
Thanks all the way up. I can let him
out. Pray for eyes. He's still in the hospital a week. Hey, DJ, is eyes still in the hospital? Yeah, Cadillac, it will, man. We go back 40 years, man.
Cadillac, we love you, dude. We know you probably listen, dude, but, you know, we hope you get better. But Wick, go ahead, Wick, what you want to do. I mean, you know, you and Baby Boy, y'all working that thing out. You know, do your thing. Y'all got 16 minutes left.
Ain't a whole lot of nothing. We just sitting at the round table with Cadillac. I know he can't be on the show, but he can hear us. We sitting at the round table, Cadillac.
Yeah, he in the hospital right now, y'all. So, you know, everybody want to shout out to him. Hey, Cadillac. We love you, dude. Keep it going, brother.
Hey, Whit.
Yeah. Yeah, what's up?
Hey, hey, you could be going to tow a car or something, man. That ain't finna happen. You can find something else better to do.
I'll bet you a lie.
You can find something else better to do. You know you ain't finna do nothing, man.
Hey, kid, you bet with skin, man. That's what you do. I'm going to cover everything you talking about, bro. You ain't got to do
okay.
all that, man. We ain't finna do none of that arguing and all that old shit. Whatever you bet, send it down there.
Don't worry. You see, catch
me back bitches, man. You can catch me. I'm talking about what I ain't going to do, motherfucker. What you need to do is bet your money.
Hey, baby
you
boy.
You ain't going to do nothing.
We're going to call about their names. I wasn't trying to do that case.
I'm saying is, whoever bet with skin, in 10 times out of 10, I'm going to try him anyway. I don't think he's shit.
Gurgers of the year and Mr. B.
I'm betting with
y'all both on the line. Hold on, I got one question. I need to ask you one question. Is Mr. B
scared and, to fuck you up?
Okay, hold on. Hey, guys, come on. Mr. B is Wick on the phone.
I'm with you, baby, but
I'm just saying, let Mr. B and Wick, you know, what's going to happen with this race? I heard it's going to be a rental car. I heard it could be two matching cars. Are they going to do a race, the best 10 out of the best, who wins the most out of 10 or what? I mean, you want to explain it?
All Baby Boy got to do is win one time, whether by default or by just flat out running. It's not going to matter. If he in red light, Baby Boy win. If he outrun him to the finish line, Baby Boy win. Now, what no one has said, and I was about to ask that question, is this going to be to the eighth or is this at the back door?
That's what we need to get Wick on because Wick putting his money up for the race. So let's let Wick say what he got to say.
Hey Wick.
Wick, you still on there?
Yes, hello.
Hey, Wick, now is it Holly Springs a quarter mile and 8 mile?
No, just 8 mile.
Okay. What I'm trying to tell you about is, let Wick and Dean handle this one real quick so we can get this over with.
So, ain't nothing to talk about. We already know what it is.
It was over with before it started.
Well, I'm just saying,
You make your mouth say anything. You know, we get on these radio shows, make your mouth say anything. I don't think he's shit no way.
Baby boy gonna send me the money, and then I didn't skin no one. Baby boy send me the money.
You got that right, brother. You got that right. I'm putting pressure on his ass. Fuck it.
Hey, Wick.
You can get some of this good money too.
You can get it. You sure can get it.
Whoever you are, you can get it.
And I'm betting 100 he jumped your ass out the
gate. Yeah.
Hey, Wick. I'm going to put you in a private room with Baby Boy. Skin, you still on there?
You ain't going to put me in no private room with Baby Boy.
I'm still on here. What I was saying,
Wick, was that way he know how to get his money to you. That's all I was saying.
870-2877-901.
I know what it's going to do with.
Yeah, 870-2877.
2877, right, Wick?
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, Wick. 2877.
Correct.
Yeah, that boy said he know where you at. With how the fuck he know where you at? That boy ain't trying to go. I'm gonna knock that boy ass out.
I got one question. Next Friday night, what time the comedy show coming on?
7 o'clock. 7 o'clock, motherfucker.
7 o'clock.
Okay.
It's coming on at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Hey, no, 6:58. 6:58. That's what time they started tonight.
I hear you, Sean.
Hey, 1-800, get on baby boy ass.
Hey, Big Pern said he got on my ass. Big Pern said he got on my ass. Man, that man squeezed the government check. I'm going to whoop his ass 10 times. Watch, let me show y'all something. That boy's sweet.
Not only would I whoop
his ass 10 times at week rate, when he send that money, then I'm going to tell his ass, lock your ass in. I'm going to take you on 130 and whoop you 10 times. You ain't nothing. I said, I'm going to whoop his ass 20 times, man. The man ain't got no business even fucking with me. The man ain't got no business even talking to me about no racing. Talk to me about some holes or something. You might be in that. You might be in that. You might be in that.
I do not. I know I don't. I know I don't, bro. I know I don't. I know I ain't got.
Hey, guys.
You some of the baddest thing in America about drag racing. I know that.
Hey, guys.
But the same thing,
hey, guys.
You going to lose one time in 10 times, boy. I bet you that.
Hey, guys, you got two more callers. Hey, guys, you got two
more
callers.
Let two more callers
come
in.
All right, you got 678-1669. Your mic is open. 678-1669. Your mic is open. Nobody? All right. Get your mic. All right, we got 773-3969. I think that's B. No, that ain't B.
Hello, yeah, I'm Perm. Big Perm, I fell off. Come back on.
All right, Perm. Hey, Perm, they called your name out.
Hey, Plane.
Hey, Skin.
Hey, Plane. I'm gonna show you how to whoop a motherfucker ass. It's just called Whoop Ass Skin Day. Yeah.
Hey, Skin. No, I thought Baby Boy had you in the corner, man. I see you came out there, motherfucker, man.
Man, Baby Boy ain't nothing, man. I bit his ass. Hey, I just poisoned his ass. I'm a snake. I just poisoned the fuck out that boy.
His conversation was so random, I thought he had you.
Hey, Skin.
Yes, sir.
You know, I really shouldn't do this, but I am. Hey, Baby Boy.
Do it.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me, Baby Boy? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm going to ask you a question, Baby Boy. Listen to me good. I don't want you to sound hot. I want you to answer the question as serious as you possibly can. Do you have any idea why Skin keeps telling you nothing? Truthfully, do you have any idea?
So he ain't shit.
No, that's not why. That's not why. That's not why. See, this is what everybody on the air is trying to get you to see. Skin, and I really shouldn't do this, but I'm going to reveal one little secret of Grudge Race to you right now, okay?
Fuck it, because he ain't nothing no way. Go ahead.
I'm reveal it.
You ain't going to do shit, nigga. You ain't going to do shit. You ain't going to shit. You ain't going to do it. You ain't going to shit.
I want Baby Boy to understand this. There's only one reason Skin has told you about a million times that you ain't shit. And the reason is, when you do show up, whenever this race takes place, you are already taken out of your game. That's all he's doing. He's mentally destroying you. And
man,
you
that man
ain't
shit, man.
You fail
that man ain't shit. The man on the phone talking about it.
Hey,
D,
he's destroying you, man.
Hey, D,
the brain
all on the Hey, D, the man all on the phone talking about his house paid for. Don't nobody give a fuck, boy.
Skin has mentally destroyed you before you even get to the track. Now,
well, you know,
the
thing that people don't understand about Skin was getting your fucking head so bad.
What Skin do is that Skin start off on the east. If you don't get on the east, you go to the west. If you don't get to the west, you go to the north. If you don't get to the north, you go to the south. One angle he going to find to get in. And when he find that angle, he just pick. And that's what a damn good sight game does for you.
What people don't realize is when Skin raced, Doc years ago, and Skin was basically put a mental game on him. People don't realize Skin will put a mental game on you. And sometimes you shut the fuck up and leave Skin alone. You're like, Skin, I want to talk to you.
The killer part about it, he's not doing anything wrong. Everything he's doing is right. He can pick it, Skin will pick it until he finds where you're weak at. When he finds where you're weak at, he got you. Now, Baby Boy is falling lock, stock, and barrel. This is why the man keeps calling to tell him he ain't shit.
I'm trying to engage tonight.
He got you so off your square right now. If you ran a Skin run you tonight, I would put up 1,000 myself, and he's going to beat you 10 times in a row. And the reason for it, because partner and ask him, am I telling you the truth? Mr. DJ,
you
still on?
Tell my common sense.
DJ, are you still on?
Get your dumb ass out of here, boy. You stupid as they
come. You stupid is and a stupid dude. It's not that he's dumb. It's just that right now you get him going, and he can't catch himself. See, sometimes we start downhill and we start rolling. We can't catch ourselves. We can't stop it.
Hey, I told y'all trash talking 101, and the man failed.
Yeah, I see that happen, man. Matter of fact, if everybody on the radio would just simply think back, just a few days ago, I had got his ass whooped 3 times in a row. He sat down here and couldn't stop. Am I right, Mr. Grant? DJ, am I right? He sat down here, and sometimes you get to going that way. It's like a snowball with grease on it, man. You can't stop it. Right now, Skin got you lock, stock, and barrel, man.
Hey, guys.
Hey guys, hold on.
Hey, DJ.
Hey, DJ.
Yeah.
And we got like 15 seconds left. Everybody should send us out to Cadillac Joe, man. He in the hospital.
Cadillac Joe, we love you, baby.
Hope you get well.
Yeah, all right, Joe. Let's pray for you, brother.
I'm gonna stick my finger in your eye. I'm
that's
trying to stick my finger in your eye.
If you get now listen to me. You now listen to me. Hey, little fag ass, homosexual ass boy, you ain't even listening. I didn't stipulate a shit, fag. You stipulated what I had to do. I don't give a fuck what you do, punk. I just told you, any motherfucker car you gonna get in America, I'm gonna beat the fuck out you, boy. I didn't stipulate shit.
Yeah. Well, we need to get
it. What part of that you don't understand, boy?
Now we need to call it that day. Well, listen, man.
Any car your faggot ass get in America. Do you know what America means?
Now, we need to talk to Wick then, sir.
What the fuck we need to talk to Wick for, fag, and you right around the corner?
He said he's going to have to kill the car.
This boy here is a homosexual, man. This boy is a homosexual.
We're not arguing, man. We
got to
do that.
I'm not arguing, boy. Hey, boy, I'm not arguing. I'm stating the facts. I will beat all the hell out of your ass. If you got any hair on your ass, I'm going to cut it off, you boy, because I know you don't need no hair. Only men have hair in the ass. I'm going to shave you, boy. Get your motherfucking ass up here. Only men have hair in the ass. You ain't no fucking man, boy.
I will cremate your ass.
Hell yeah, who is you? Who the fuck is you, boy?
I will cremate your ass tonight. Nobody. I'm talking to you like you a girl in this race game. That's what you is.
You a lady. You a lady talking about racing. You ain't got nothing to do with racing. You a man
doing
something else.
How you
doing,
sweetie?
I know you a girl. I know
you
a homo.
How you doing,
man? I will put my... Hey, boy, I will cut... Hey, boy, I got some...
How you doing, sweetie?
I will cut all the hair out your ass, boy. I know you
ain't
nothing.
I ain't got no hair in my ass. I ain't no man. I'm a...
Oh, you a good man. Hey, you a lady then, cuz...
Hey, you just told me that I'm saying no.
Hey, them ladies... Hey, them ladies don't have no hair in the ass. You a lady.
I got a
lady. You a lady. Hey, man, all I got to say is any nigga on this phone, I mean, excuse me.
Personal responsibility and all that. Like, we don't leave a lot of room for God's authority over us. You know, for God placing in us the security that we see. We're trying to get it ourselves. We keep doing, I'm going to try to do this, I'm going to try to do that, I'm going to try to do this. If I do this, I'll feel better. We can just see in so many ways that it doesn't work. People can't do this on their own.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
They must be talking about baby boy.
This isn't directed at you, Lauren. No, I don't. Only God has access. That's really what I'm pointing to, is that, it's that what we seek, it's like there is, and I do believe that that part of what the light shall set you free is pointing to, is that in some ways, we're tested as to who we really have faith in, ourselves or God. Who do we truly trust? Who do we trust? And are we willing to give up what we
want? Up in here.
Cut that shit out, man.
Hey, Skin. It was fun,
man. You
sweet.
I wasn't having no fun. Hey, I'm going to keep it real. I was having a lot of fun. But I'm for real with you, boy. I will cut all that out.
I swear to God. I knocked my work week, man. To go down with race, dude, and race you, dude.
Man, why don't you stop lying, man?
I swear to God, man. On my daddy's soul, man. On my right hand to God, man. I'll drop dead right now, man. I will stick my finger in your eye. You're not going to beat me no 10 times in the same time.
Hey, guess
you're
what?
Not going to do it.
You need to shut the fuck up
when grown folks is talking.
There you go. Shut up, boy, when grown folks talking, boy. Shut up.
I'm trying to tell you that I probably won't beat you 10 times, but I'm sure going to beat you.
Well, that's a lock-in. That's a lock-in. That's a lock-in. That's a lock-in.
And
so
get locked in until you send that 500. I'm going to knock your ass out.
Well, just saying, Grisha's grossing. You know I'm going to send it. You know I'm going to send it.
I don't know, man. You a lying motherfucker. I don't know. No, you I ain't got you for you. Fuck you talking about. I know you going to send it. You a motherfucker.
Well,
I don't know what you're going to send. I don't know what you're going to do.
You ain't going to do shit, nigga. You ain't going to do shit. You ain't going to do shit. You ain't going to do it. You ain't going to do shit.
Man, you see.
What?
Hey, baby boy. I sure like to fuck you up tonight, boy. I'm going to show you how much money you got. You run around and keep fronting, hollering about money and shit. I don't care nothing about
nobody. No, man, you know I ain't fronting. You know I ain't fronting.
Well, let me find out if you
fronting.
Can I find out if you fronting or not?
Yeah,
well,
you raise like I'm going to.
How much you doing back in here?
If you raise like I'm going to.
Yeah, you're going to do another crying for your mama in about another 30 minutes. Soon as you get sleepy.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. You know, you dig what I'm saying? I guarantee you got damn skin going to win some money. I'm going to get some, got damn bring it back home to mama. That's what
well,
it is.
Can we race tonight, man?
Yeah, we can, the way I want.
But you wait for your time. I'm not, can we come up with any other race with me sitting in my car?
Nope.
What
it's starting to rain, man. It's starting to rain.
No, it ain't. No, it ain't. It's dry. I'm going to race his ass in the rain. He ain't nothing. You like that, Big Pun? Big Pun.
Hey, you know I'm sitting out here
God.
In the rain, right? I'm sitting
hey,
out here. Right? Yeah, I like that. You know
Big
I'm coming to speak.
Big Pun, listen to me. Big Pun. I swear to God, on everything I love, I'm going to race his ass in the rain, man.
You ain't going to do shit, nigga. You ain't going to do shit. You ain't going to do shit. You ain't going to do it. You ain't going to do shit.
Hey, Skin.
Yeah.
Yes, don't try to bet him. Hold up. What do you need to do?
I don't try to bet him.
Hold on, check this out. All Baby Boy gotta do is go sit and whip that money tonight. He can take it out right now. That'll be done. Just sit and whip that nickel now.
Right. That's all he gotta do.
Yeah, that's how you find that.
And we're gonna find out who the fuck's scared and wait. You can whip that nickel right up on 130th tonight.
All you gotta do is sit and whip that nickel tonight.
We're gonna do that.
What's gonna happen is Rick don't call Ken and let Ken know that he got your nickel, and then Ken got 24 hours to get his nickel there.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't want no co-signs on the side. Whatever you do with Ken, that's your prerogative. That's your prerogative. Now, whatever you want to say, when I send my
money
to
the
people, man,
promise me you won't pick on the handicap like these people do.
When I send my money to the people, man, I don't want you in my business. Whatever you got going on with Skin, that's your personal. That's your personal. What are you talking about?
That's why I think he got you, man. The man be talking so random. I don't know if you know what he be talking about.
But think about getting that down with you, Baby Boy. But Wick, Wick knows about got anything to do with that. You sit in your paper to Wick. You ain't got to deal with nobody else.
Man, hey, he just want to hear y'all talking, man. He know what the fuck going on. He playing stupid.
Oh, you said I had no motherfucker. You said I had no education. I ain't had a lack of comprehension.
I don't steal cars. I ain't no copy. I ain't no copy.
I'm going to steal a match.
Hey, well, all I got to say is this. Send that money to Wick, and you can race me tonight. I'll come outside and fuck you up in the rain, boy.
You ain't nothing. Now, you got a six-cylinder, and you claim I got a race car. My race car should hook up in the rain. Get your ass out. I'm going to race in the rain.
You got a whole full-fledged race car, man.
What you race me in the rain?
I got one of those cars. The same car you got was 771.
My hero,
My shoulders, my
street.
Hey, I'm gonna play that shit in that Mustang when I beat your ass, baby boy.
Hey, Skin, you love this shit, don't you? Love this shit, don't you, Skin?
Love what shit, Big Brian?
This motherfucking shit, this getting in a nigga ass, getting on a motherfucking ass, this radio shit.
Hell yeah. I love this shit, but I'm gonna say this.
Most like I'ma die for me. I've been grinding outside all day with me. Then I ain't going in unless I'm with my hitters. My hitters, 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 my hitters. Yeah. First thing first, I love all my hitters. This rap.
Skinner, you need to hit tonight, huh? I hate that I waste all this motherfucking energy and ain't nobody
rich,
Big Firm.
Hey, Skin.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm going to say I appreciate you making my skin a little tougher, though.
I like, hey, man, this is my job. This is what I'm supposed to do. This is what I do, man. I don't mean no harm. I don't want no trouble. This is what I do.
And most of them don't even realize that you dropped knowledge on them tonight.
I sit alone in my four-cornered room, staring at the camera.
Oh,
well, that shit is on. Let me drop
hey,
this
shit.
At night I can't sleep. I toss and turn. Candlesticks in the dark. Visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga. I'm paranoid sleeping with my finger.
Hey, that's what I make people do. Paranoid sleeping with their finger on the trigger.
Yeah. I sit alone in my four-cornered room staring at candles.
Yeah, that's what they're doing when, I'm on their ass.
Let me drop some shit like this here.
Yeah.
And
that's what they're doing,
man,
boy.
I toss and turn, candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga. I'm paranoid sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing I ain't living right, but I ain't going out without a...
Yeah, you ain't living right, baby boy. You ain't going out without a fight.
I'm blessed by the bell.
You standing in the corner. You standing in the corner. Full corner.
No, kid. I'm living right as possible, kid. My vocabulary is very, very extinct. With this,
your vocabulary is very
limited because you always cursing at me.
Don't even know what you just said, right? You don't even know what the fuck you just said.
Your vocabulary. Every time someone talks to you, you always.
Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. I done kept it real from the jump.
I didn't say that big word.
I sit alone in my four-corner room, staring at candles. When that shit is on, let me drop some shit like this here. At night I can't sleep, I toss and turn, candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned.
four walls just staring at a nigga. I'm paranoid sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing I ain't living right, but I ain't going out without a fight. See, every time my eyes close, I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. It's somebody watching the act, but I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back. I can see him when I'm deep in the covers. When I awake, I don't see the motherfucker. He owns a black hat like I own.
Hey, man,
hey,
who the fuck
you
playing that bag of that? Yes, sir.
Hey, Ken, I want to ask everybody on the show a question, a trivia question. Who on the show right now that person who rapping sound like?
Damn.
Play it again, Kel. Play it again, Kel.
I sit alone in my four-cornered room, staring at candles. Well, that shit is on. Let me drop some shit like this here. At night I can't sleep, I toss and turn. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga. I'm paranoid sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing I ain't living right, but I ain't going out without a fight. Every time my eyes close, I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. It's somebody watching the act, but I don't know.
Cadillac.
No. Nah, it's wrong. Hey, kid, say something.
Where's the biggie?
That sound like kid. Kid. You rapping, kid? Hey, kid. You've been rapping for a long goddamn time. Yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. That sound like kid. Yo, dude. I sit alone in my four-cornered room, staring at candles. Oh, that shit is on. Let me drop some shit like this here. At night I can't sleep, I toss and turn. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring.
Man, we don't want to keep hearing kids, man.
Yeah, we don't
want to
hear
them
no more.
Hey, yeah. Didn't I tell you that little old boy ain't going to do nothing, man?
Hey, baby boy.
Yes,
what
sir.
Did you mean when you said? What did you mean when you said his vocabulary is limited?
No, I said it's what it's limited to him. He got choice words to use. He got choice words to use, and it's profound to cussing. And by being profound to cussing, everybody talking.
What the fuck is he talking about?
He asked me a question now, Skin. Stop doing that.
But listen, you ain't even answering the motherfucker.
I've been grinding that shit all day with my
And I ain't going in unless I'm with my heroes, my heroes, my heroes.
Yeah, hey, Skin, I don't be too many of your dumbasses neither. Sucker.
What you gonna do about it, motherfucker? You a complete dumbass.
You ain't gonna do shit, nigga.
Hey, you didn't know that was me just talking. You didn't know that was me just talking, did you, big boy? That was me.
I know it was you.
I sit alone in my four-cornered room, staring at the candle. Oh, that shit is on. Let me drop some shit.
Now, that was Kid just talking to you. That was Kid.
Baby boy.
Sneak peek.
Go ahead.
You sound like a dumbass, man.
I'm Big Perm. Don't you do
what,
that
man?
To me. Don't you do that
hey,
to me, man.
What you do to me? What you do to me? You thought you was going to get at me with that costume shit this week, did you?
I didn't think that, bro.
Let me tell you one way to win with Skin. Hang your fucking phone up, man. Don't you know what to do, man.
Whoop me first, please. I'm begging.
No.
Please.
Yeah, I am. Oh, you know.
Yeah,
well,
look, man. Yeah. Oh, look.
This shit gonna go without saying, man. I got a bunch of people I'm gonna whoop.
But could you
man,
please
y'all
whoop
let,
me first?
Y'all done let Kevin sit up here and get drunk, man. He just playing
shit. Hey, Big Pine, whoop my ass first, please. I'm begging you, please.
I'm bad, baby.
Hey, Kevin, whoop my ass first.
Hey,
shut the fuck
up.
You ain't
got the bag, baby.
Hey, man. Hey, you know what? It should be a law on this show. It should be a law on this show. You can't drink 24 hours before you get on this show.
I love you.
That should be a law on this,
man. Now listen, when Whit and this thing got done, you did what I'm saying. Y'all don't say shit with Whit and this thing. Leave people alone, man.
Hey, so hey, you been
what are you talking about?
Is baby boy been drinking tonight? Hell yeah. What the fuck I'm talking about? What the fuck I'm talking about? Hell yeah, that motherfucker been drinking.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I ain't been drinking a lot. I just had me a nip of beer, too. I ain't had, you know,
hey.
I was just, you know, huh?
Hey, I know the man been drinking because the man don't even know what the fuck he talking about, man.
I be playing some scoundrel tonight, I tell you that. Hey, you ain't shit,
man.
You ain't gonna keep on.
I thought I was going to Holly Springs.
Skin,
that's what I'm talking about. I want
to
go to Holly Springs.
Skin,
I bet you I'm going. I bet you I go to Holly Springs. Lock your ass in. I'm going to show you, boy.
Okay.
I'll be all off your ass, boy.
All right.
You the one
okay.
keep breaking
okay,
up, talking about you ain't locking in and all that
okay,
shit.
Okay, Mr. Skin.
Send
yeah,
that
you
money
right.
to Whit,
boy. You the baddest motherfucker in Chicago, Mr. Skin.
No,
you're the
I ain't shit.
Chicago.
Nah.
Boy,
listen,
you
I'm
pay
not.
Cash around here.
Listen,
you pay
though,
cash.
Now listen.
You pay
listen,
cash.
I pay cash for what?
That's why you the king.
I don't know what
Damn.
The fuck you just said, boy.
Yeah, I told
you. Don't nobody even know.
Started from the bottom, now we here.
Started from the bottom.
120 mile an hour. You sound dumb, dude.
You ain't get off the car, motherfucker.
So, baby boy, somebody straps you in their motherfucker 7-second car and lets you run 10-20.
I didn't never say that. I'm only fucking saying what you said. I said I went 10-20.
Hey, Stan, stop it, man. Tell him to stop it.
Hey, we turn.
Man, I've been telling y'all all day this boy's an idiot and he a lying motherfucker, man. Telling y'all that shit all day. I ain't got to keep telling y'all the same shit, making the man mad at me. Y'all making the man mad at me, man. This is my buddy, man. He telling the goddamn lie. The man ain't never been in the car in his life.
I'm telling a lie. If I'm telling a lie, the good Lord has dropped me down right now. Me and you raced on feet at the track one day for 150.
For what?
You did, you short bastard, because I wrecked.
Oh, okay. You failed, motherfucker, because you ain't got
to
be in the fucking...
Well, listen.
The man just said he hit the wall when he was on feet. He wrecked on feet, big perm. The man fell, man, and scarred up his motherfucking face. He fell and scarred his face up. Now they call him Scott Face.
See, hey, now all of a sudden you remember that.
No, let me finish, man. Let me finish, motherfucker. I don't remember shit. Fuck is you talking about, boy? Fuck is you talking about? You ain't even let the motherfucker answer. I don't remember none of that shit. I just was listening to you. You sound like a damn fool, boy. You can't trick me into no conversation. I don't remember none of that.
Now you don't remember,
you
right?
Like that? Hell no, I don't remember that shit, boy. You know how many times I done won in my life? Fuck is wrong with you, boy? I'm a born winner. I done lost a lot, but I done won a gazillion. I don't remember that shit, boy. Fuck wrong with you? I'm just keeping it real, Big Pun. I don't remember that shit. And he said, that's why I just asked him who won. That's all I asked him. I didn't say, I remember that, baby boy. Did I say that, Big Pun?
So you damn near wouldn't have remembered if you lost, huh?
Probably wouldn't have. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't remember, because he ain't nothing. I don't remember nothing that I did with him. Nothing. Because he ain't shit. So I'm trying to explain to the boy. He all right with me, but he not shit talking about no racing, man. I will fuck over him. I will fuck over him, man. Put my finger
right,
so far up in his ass. God damn it, the doctor going to get it out.
Like you'll do everybody else, Ken. Like you'll do everybody
else. I'll try. No. Like I'll try to
do
everybody
else. You
can't
even
No. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing. I ain't sucking nobody's dick. I will do Big Perm the same way I do you, boy, because he ain't got no business fucking with me, boy. That's what the fuck I'm saying. I'm not scared of nobody on this phone, boy.
But the difference
is... Ask any motherfucker to say what they going to do to me, and I'll tell you what I do to him, baby boy. I don't care. It ain't just you, man. I'm just telling you, I'm not singling you out. You not shit. Just like I told Big Pun,
you was shit. About you.
But guess what?
Hold on,
I do got to say this, though. Big Pun came up with a cop. He finally came up with a cop, and he raced it. So
right.
I can't get mad at the man. You know what I'm saying? But I still don't think I'll fuck over him. That's what I think. I've been telling him that before he came up with a cop and after he came up with a cop. And you
know
how, if I ever catch you with anybody's cop, I'm going to fuck you up, boy.
So how in the hell you going to tell me you don't remember what you told me when you said you don't remember shit with me?
No, I didn't say that.
Did you fall on your face? What'd you say, Big Bird?
Did you fall on your face?
Yeah, I wrecked.
Hey, man. You had a bad slick on, something happened.
I had some old shocks on, and I couldn't hook. And then when I wrecked back up, I still couldn't run the waves. I charged at him, and I still couldn't run away.
Did he stay here too long?
I don't know what he did, man. I don't whoop so many people ass, man. I don't doubt it, man. But I do know this. I know, and you know, Big Term, that I ain't told him I don't want to race him because he might get a race car because he not shit. You know, I don't give a fuck
that,
what
man.
He did.
You told me that.
Well,
like
I ain't never
mom.
Told you no shit
I'm
like
gonna,
that. Hey, Big Term,
I'm just going to say one thing. I wouldn't do that
to you.
Go ahead. I'm going to
say
something
to Big Perm, man. Could you be the fuck quiet sometime, man? I want to say something to Big Perm. Hey, Big Perm.
Go ahead.
Come on, man. Could I ask Big Perm something, man, please? God damn. Hey, Big Perm. That'll be just like you saying, hey, boy, scared. Remember when I said I was going to get my car and you said you didn't want no trouble? You'll be telling a damn lie. You see what I'm saying? That's what he's doing. He telling a motherfucking lie, because he ain't shit. I say, I see you more than him, Big Perm. He not shit, man. He ain't never had no car. I ain't never known him to even think about a car. I never heard nobody in the history of racing say a baby boy going to get a car. So why the fuck would I be scared of him, man? You know better than that, Big Perm.